host, Brian Stavely. I am joined today by Paul Knight. For everybody that isn't watching this live, this is Christmas today, so we decided to come and do a Christmas show real quick. Everybody in the chat, we've already got 16 people in the chat, and I didn't know how it was going to go today for live viewers, Paul, because besides the short notice thing, obviously it's Christmas, and I know it's a different time. What time is it there right now, Paul? Like 3 in the afternoon?
Yeah, half past 3.
Yeah, 3:30 over there. It's 10:30 here, and I don't know how you guys traditionally do it there, Paul. Different families here do different things. They open gifts, some on Christmas Eve, some on Christmas morning. Some do both. We did both here. So a lot of people are probably still opening gifts now, so I didn't know how many people would come. But I tend to think since a lot of people are definitely not working today, that maybe we'll have a good showing so far. Not so far, but today.
Well, good considering like you only told me about 30 minutes ago, oh, I'm doing a show today. Like, oh, yeah, okay.
Well, you told me you weren't going to come on.
I said you were about Saturday and Thursday, and I said, I don't know, you know, I'll come on if you let me know. And then you said, oh, I'm going on then. Didn't mean you was going on today. I thought, shit, I'll join you.
Yeah, so you guys know that we usually do our show Saturdays at 2 p.m. This weekend I can't because I'm going to be working at my second job. So we might do another show Thursday if we have more material. But today's already Tuesday, so I don't know. We got a lot of stuff to go through today. One of the main topics of today I wanted to address was Christmas, the meaning of Christmas. But there's a lot of ways to go at this. There's the meaning that we're given, which I think anybody listening to this knows is complete bullshit. Jesus' birthday and all that. If I offended anybody, nah, whatever, I don't care. There's also Paul, I'm going to ask for some of your help on this, on what some of the real origins of Christmas are. And then we're going to get into what Christmas means to the truth community and what it means to me. Because I think to a lot of truth community people just they hate Christmas. And I agree. I hate what it stands for, like all the consumerism, the material side of it. But it's not very often that I get to see my family all in one place at one time. So I think that's a good thing. What do you think, Paul, about my thoughts on that?
Well, on Christmas, I mean, when you obviously it's when you're younger, orientated, you love it. You know what I mean? It's not just for the gifts and that. It's like you're getting family or whatever around. Well, I'd say mainly about the gifts because you know what I mean. You just love getting new presents, don't you? But I would say from the mid '80s, '90s, it started then hitting. You know, like more about money. As we were briefly talking about before, that's when it really took off, where it became a business instead of a togetherness, you know, a get-together.
Yeah, and at that same time, I don't know if these things intentionally went hand-in-hand, but at the same time, you see the 80s and the 90s and whatnot, that's when the boom in electronics and stuff would really move forward. You know, video game consoles, stereos, all this type of shit. And those things certainly get a boost from Christmas. The thing I don't like about Christmas is there's a lot of things, but there's this one time a year where everybody just rushes to put themselves in debt. And then they try and work out of it by paying off their debt with their tax money. That is really their money that the government stole from them. Like, it's just all one big fucking scam, really. You know, people spending all their money on shit that they don't need.
No, went funny then.
What's that? What'd you say?
Feedback then.
Oh, are you all right now?
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's all right. It just went really. Oh, it's gone a bit crazy. But that is your mic. I'll just give it a minute.
How about now?
Right, that's right. No, it's slight feedback. It just started then a second ago. I think it's gone now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the pressure they put on the families to, like you said, to get in debt, it's horrific. Do you know what I mean? People are getting credit card after credit card after credit card to get gifts for the kids or the families. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, we have a different system over here, tax system, and that very rarely you get money back like you guys do. And it's at a different date. It's in April. So it's in a slightly different month as well. But yeah, it's crazy. Like I said to you before, years ago I used to be like a manager in like a Walmart type of thing, and it's the you see the people, it's like the dread on the face, you know. You can see they can't afford it, and yet filling up and filling up and filling up and buying stuff that they just can't afford in how they make, you know, how the scheme, and we know the money's not real and all that, but you still have to live how we live, and the kids put pressure on the parents to buy stuff from, you know, I mean, they're just kids in a sense, and schools and things, all the system's rigged, advertisement, everything's rigged to make money at Christmas, not about anything else.
And then you get the kids competing with each other to see who can get the more expensive gift and whatnot. That puts more of a strain on the parents. And then the whole idea of Santa Claus kind of boggles my mind, because the parents will go out and bust their ass to buy their own child these gifts, but then they'll go and put Santa's name on it instead of theirs. And then the kid thinks Santa got him this gift. Shit, they should just put their own name and at least get the credit for it. But back to the origins of Christmas, Paul, and I know you're into the ancient civilizations and ancient, I can't even speak. You're into the ancient civilizations and whatnot. And I see, you know, I don't know like deep into that stuff at all like you do. And people say that it's really somebody named Nimrod's birthday, or is that true? And if so, who is that character? What does he mean to us?
It's complicated. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, in different regions, you got different beliefs. Like, it goes back to you know, Anglo-Saxon times in Europe, where it was Yuletide and winter solstice and all the things like that. You know what I mean? And then you go to different places, you know, you got Santa Claus and St. Nicholas. It's all changed. And Nimrod is, I was just talking about this the other day with Jenna about it. Yeah. A lot of the modern researchers now are saying that 25th, December is for Nimrod, and he's supposed to be, he's just a different name. He's like, you know, Baal and all that type of worship stuff. That is who Nimrod is.
Nimrod is a deity that was worshipped.
It was like the Tower of Babel and things like that.
Yeah.
He was the person who got that going.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? He was like, Table of Nations. He was a great grandson of Noah, and he believed him to be the might, you know, like the mighty one on earth, you know, like the supreme ruler. From what I've read, it's iffy, like it's more towards, you know, like fanatical, like a despot type of thing.
Yeah,
but you find a lot. I mean, you've seen it on Facebook and different things where they say, oh, Christmas, pagan. People don't understand what pagan means. Do you know what I mean? You're getting
I wouldn't, and I'm not saying I'm anything. I don't like the labels, but people that want to throw that label around, wouldn't I be pagan because I don't believe in religion?
If you're spiritual, you're a paganist. So anyone who's not following the major four religions, well, maybe four, you know what I mean, like Islam, Christianity, Judaism and things like that, that's an organized religion. So if you wasn't following them organized religions, you're labeled a paganist. And it was a slanderous term that the church came up with to label people. Basically, it was just someone
like a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. And it's just, for instance, you lived out in the countryside, and you just looked after yourself and your family and whatever. And you did your local deities, you know, like for harvest and different things like that. You'd be a paganist. Whereas, you know what I mean? If you're like doing all the sacrificing and all that stuff, it's like when Rome was at its peak, there's different types of paganists, you know, your rituals to different gods and things. People, that's what they get confused. Devil worship, well, that's pagan because it's not a main religion. Uh-huh. You could, you know, like today's like white witches.
It's a really broad word that's not specific at all.
Yeah. So when you see the post saying, oh, paganism, and this is a whole pagan, it's a bad thing, it's not. It just means you don't follow the main religions. So if you're sat at home listening to this and you know the true facts of like the Bible and things like this, and you know, you believe in God, but you don't believe in the organized religions, you are a pagan, according to everyone. Do you know what I mean? So it's a sticky, like a tightrope type of thing that you're dealing with when you're posting all this stuff on Facebook saying pagan. It's just... Yeah. Characterizing everyone, like it's like what the modern media do today, you know, if something happens and then it's all a religion's fault is you know, Islam, or someone does this and it, or the conspiracy notes, and do you know what I mean? It's just basically a modern day,
it's just painting everything with one brush and throwing everything under it that doesn't agree to the system of religion.
Yeah, and that's basically, I mean, like we're going back to like Nimrod, and he just, like I said, he was the one behind the Tower of Babel and you know, different things like that. He just wanted to be like a mighty ruler. Do you know what I mean? And say he was born on Christmas Day, and that's...
So where do you think some of these other traditions of Christmas come, like bringing the... And Derek in the chat mentioned, don't bring any upside down trees in the house. And we've talked about that before, and that whole new thing that's popped up. Where do you think the tradition of bringing the tree into the house came from, putting a star on the tree? And obviously there's some meaning behind these two and other Christmas festivities that go on. Where did this come from, do you think?
In my opinion, I'm probably wrong, but this is just my opinion now. That is more of a European Anglo-Saxon type, you know what I mean? Like because I used to live in Germany type of thing, so that type of region, because it sweeps through bringing the tree in, you know, and the green god, do you know what I mean, for the wind and all the other pagan gods, and that was the type of thing. And if you think about it, that star, some of the stars I've seen and brought up with, they were eight-sided. So that represents like the you know, Inanna and Ishtar type of thing. And then you're getting into Ishtar, which is labeled for Easter and different things like that. So it was a case of, I think, is it Mycenae or something like that, that the Romans and Constantine sat down and then they meshed together their paganism with Christianity, because they were getting, you know, basically Christianity was getting too many, you know, followers. Mm-hmm. So, and his mum was a Christian, I believe. St. Helena, I think her name was. And that's when it all started. They just basically mished everything together. They took what interesting and thought-provoking shit was in the Bible out and just basically put what they wanted in. Like, this was, he was Jesus and he was a carpenter and all that and all this. If you look into it, if he was related to David, he was royalty. But that never gets mentioned. So they just, it's basically like, you know, like a feel-good film, like, oh, he was born in, you know, one of these films, oh, he was born in a stable and he come to be, you know, that's what it reminds you of. They're trying to promote that type of image, and then it ended badly, you know what I mean? Like a modern-day type of film where, in essence, if he was related, like they say he is, he would have been royalty. And he would have been married. And he wouldn't have been white. Do you know what I mean? And this is when everything leads from it. Do you know what I mean? All the other so-called, what people call conspiracies. If it's a conspiracy, there shouldn't really be any facts to it, but you find facts everywhere. But then you're getting into the little loophole thing as well. If you're researching online, that could be false information. And that's why when you do research, you try and get as much fact, or much as something like, you know, A. If you've got like 10 A's and it's all across the board, you would think, well, that's got to be near enough the truth, because there's more, you know what I mean? But then you have to keep your eye on the B just in case, because it's just like we've said last week, you win the war, you write history how you want it to be. So yep. Sometimes it's better to look at the little things where you get the little, you know, snippets of truth. Well, you get the
little snippets of information, because if you're going to look at the whole thing scripted out after, it's going to be totally written by.
Exactly. And what totally people don't do, is doing, they don't believe in themselves. You know, like the intuition, the gut feeling.
Yeah, a lot of time, people need to go back to trusting their gut feeling and all their other senses.
And that's what they should do a lot more, because very, very rarely it says you're wrong.
Yeah. I'm going to address a few things in the chat. I want to try and do that a lot this show. I know I ignore the chat a lot, not on purpose, just because we're always banging out info and then we get to the chat after, or Gloria will watch it, or Paul will check in on it. Derek in the chat, let me find a message. Already starting Christmas off weird because my family doesn't want to hear the truth. They piss me off like I'm crazy. And this is pretty much the main topic I wanted to speak of today, besides what Christmas really means. And okay, Derek, you definitely have a very good point. But remember, and because I know Derek personally, he's a friend of mine. We've talked about Derek before, and he's the one that told his mother about the lion and the lamb, and I went to his house and showed him the Wizard of Oz and all this. And at least you have your mom, Derek. I mean, she's listening to you, bro. And, like, I have my mom now. She's listening to me. She's even watching the shows. So that's positive. The rest of your family, they might come along slow. But I am going to say that I've noticed that last year and this year, whether it's Mandela Effect, flat earth or just knowing NASA's bullshit. These types of things have been brought up at my family gatherings. I see more and more people that know about these topics at these gatherings, and it's becoming less and less uncomfortable for me. When I came home last night from work, I came to my house, and I live with my cousin and his family. So they had some of their relatives over that I'm not necessarily related to, and I don't know real well. One of the girls is a flat earther. It didn't come up yesterday because I was only here about an hour when everybody was still here. I got home late. But she had talked to me on Thanksgiving and mentioned to me that she had flat earthed everybody at the Thanksgiving dinner. And at the same time, I was at my cousin's down the Cape, and we were talking about Mandela effect the whole time. And the good part about this is, and I won't go into the whole story because we've already done a show with it, but I didn't bring it up. It got brought up. Everybody was engaged. Everybody was interested. And being able to sit around with family on these days, whether the holiday is a farce, like, you know, Thanksgiving, it's, you know, the story they give us, complete absolute bullshit, right? But to be able to sit around with your family, just eat a turkey and talk about fucking Ed McMahon, C-3PO in South America for hours and go on and on about all the Mandela effects. I'll talk about in the year before at the same house. As soon as I got there, my uncles were asking me about the moon. They were asking me about NASA. They were asking me about fake pictures of satellites. That's how it was brought up to me. You know, what's up with those pictures of the satellites? I'm like, yeah, you can see that they're computer generated, right? Oh, yeah. So it's more and more and more. I'm not going to say a majority of my family or a majority of my friends, but it went from being like almost absolute zero. Now I've got a couple of my close friends that know. One of them messaged me yesterday. My friend, I don't know if he wants his name out there. I'll just say Tom. He messaged me yesterday and with a little personal thing that I want to tell that I brought up to you today about the taillights. And we'll get into that after. But Tommy's been awake for a while. My friend Derek. Another one or two of my friends that I don't know if they want to be mentioned. And another one that I didn't think was looking at the stuff. He's been clicking on my posts a lot lately. I know he's far from an idiot. So these people are looking at it. And these social settings that we're forced into because of the holidays, they're becoming easier for me. You know, and I didn't think I'd be able to say that a couple of years ago because I had been outed by a lot of family, by a lot of friends. Now the conversation is taking place. Of course, the majority of people are going to laugh at it, ridicule. You know, you still feel uncomfortable in these situations, but at least there's another person in the room to talk about it with me. When I was at Thanksgiving a month ago or whenever it was, you know, at my cousin's house, I mean, we had five or six people going through Mandela effects, whipping out globes to look at geography changes, looking for kids' books in the little cupboard that she had with all the kids' children books in there, looking for Berenstain, all this stuff. I mean, we spent hours talking about it and looking, and that's a good feeling. And like I always said, guys, don't gotta believe what I believe, but you have to realize what you're being fed to as a reality is totally false. Everybody should be open-minded, and don't be embarrassed to talk about it in front of family. I mean, if you can't talk about it in front of family, who can you talk about it in front of?
Definitely. It's like I was talking to Ray, who was in the chat the other day. I mean, a lot of people these days seem to be like, even like flat earthers or any other truthers, they seem to be more aggressive, you know, trying to get the truth out. When, through my experience, telling people subliminally, do you know what I mean? Letting them take the information on without them knowing it creates a system where you're not getting as much hostility. You know what I mean? If people are learning, they don't realize they're learning. They take it on board, and then obviously they reach a tipping point when they either overflow or it just stays in the cup, basically. So if it overflows, that's when they start turning around and asking questions. Whereas, well, some people being aggressive and shouting out will turn. Do you know what I mean? It will get people to ask questions, but a lot of people, majority these days, get intimidated quick, or they feel threatened. And as soon as you feel threatened, you lock up. So in my opinion, I mean, other people can think different. I believe it's better to do it subliminally, like you're trying to do with your family, you know, just dropping in when someone's asking you questions, because you take it on board. It doesn't matter if you're not listening, you're taking on board, and then you start seeing, like we said, with the frequencies, like you know, you're sharing your energy. Somehow it just tips. You know what I mean? It's like the little springboard they need just to get over the edge to realize there's a lot of lies. And then once you start asking that first question, you're open to it then. Instead of, you know, me coming out in the street saying, flat earth this. There's not many people will stop when you're shouting it out and go,
well, yeah, you can't be overbearing on people. You have to be more subtle with it. Because if you're, it's just like with anything. If people come at you aggressively over a topic, I mean, you don't want to even pay attention to it.
Yeah.
You have to present it well. And I know you know how to present it. I know how to present it. A lot of people don't. And this goes to people in all the communities. And, you know, we always have the talk about how we like to, you know, look at different topics and build a bridge and all that. But that's not where I'm going here. It's all the people in all the communities. When you're trying to present a topic to somebody that hasn't looked into your topic yet, be a little less aggressive. Not saying don't be persistent, but just be a little less aggressive and just, you know, take it easy. Ease them into it. Show them something beginner. Give it a few days or a week to sit in with them, and they're going to come back. And then if they don't, remind them, hey, what did you think about that video I sent you? Oh, you didn't watch it yet? Please watch it when you get a chance, you know? And then if a few weeks go by and they're just ignoring you, get on them a little bit more. But give people the chance to look into it, because you got to remember, if I send you a video, Paul, or you send me a video, I'm going to look at it, or at least look at it as soon as I can get to it. But even if it's something crazy, right? Like, say we were talking, and I want to address this again today. Remember a few weeks ago, maybe like 2 months ago, we did a show addressing the chemtrails, the planes, what looked like holographic planes. Yeah. We had stuff going on in the sky, right? Imagine if I just sent that video to somebody that doesn't look into any of the stuff that we look into. They would just there's no way they're going to watch it.
No.
No way. There's no way. They're going to be like, you're fucking retarded, dude. You know?
Well, it's true, and even us, to an extent, that sometimes not lazy in a sense, because if you get sent that much information, you know what I mean? It's when you get to it. It's like the case of, remember, like a few months ago when we had you had Mike on and you was talking about giants and mud fossils and all that, and I wasn't particularly like, wow, you know what I mean? It's not true and all this. So I went away and researched for the show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then I found so much different information that I've not seen people connecting with the giant trees and mud fossils that I've not seen anyone look into. And that's like, from not wanting to look into that topic, I've found new evidence. And it's crazy. It's like the Mandelas. When you do the Mandelas, and I was like, wasn't really into it. I went away with Jenna and we researched and found something totally different. That's how it works. It's like, I was said before, Ray was talking to me. He sent me a picture. And he sent me a picture, and it just triggered a thought in me that I totally forgot. So now I'm using that image to come up with something else that's to do with my OM theory. So it's brilliant how things can get passed about information, which triggers other topics in you, and that's what you should do. That's why we always say just share everything. Because you do not know what the next person will come up with from your little theory.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And it's like that with any topic, you know? And that's why we always say, you know, if somebody that you followed for a while on one topic and they seem very knowledgeable of it, or multiple topics, then they present another topic and you think it's batshit crazy, well, don't say, hey, you know, Paul's really smart. He talks about ancient civilizations. He talks about this, but Paul thinks, you know, he's really smart, except he thinks the world is fucking not a spinning ball. Well, maybe because you think Paul's really smart, you followed him for a couple years or a couple months, whatever. Maybe you should give him a little bit of credit. Maybe not credit's the word, but you know what I mean? Have the decency to at least look into what he's saying and see if there's any validity to it. Because if he's been on point about 4 out of 5 major topics and you think the 5th one is just crazy, well, why does he think that? You know, right. If somebody you think is smart, why does he think that? Why don't you at least try and see the information that Paul has and then decide if it's crap? Because it's going to be a whole different way of looking at things that they've probably never even looked at with those set of eyes.
It's crazy. I mean, if you think about it now, before Flat Earth and that, and if everyone said Flat Earth, you yourself would have gone flat. But if you don't research and know the facts, it's like saying, mainstream science say the Earth curves 8 inches per squared. And that is not from in front of you. That is from me standing here. It's 8 inches per square that way, and that way. So from your spot, it's 8 inches square per mile that way. It's not always that way, like some people forget. It's every direction. Now,
the ball, it has to be.
Yeah. So why does the Earth have all these flat places that go past the miles? You've got the abyssal plains, which are under the sea. And the sea covers 70% plus of the Earth, and over half of that 70% is flat.
Yeah,
you can't get away from that. You can't say, oh, well, it is slightly curved. It's flat. It's mainstream science say it's flat. So it's flat. So you've got over 50% of the oceans are like that. What ball has that shape. It's not. So that then you think about, well, that is a huge light. Then go away and research. Do you know what I mean? People think, criticize flat earth or the crazy. You can't get away from the facts.
That'll ring an alarm bell, the point you bring up about the water always being flat. And then people, you know, they'll try and come up with excuses, which we understand. Oh, well, you know, the earth's just too big. And we know that doesn't make any sense, because if it's a ball, it's a ball. You know what I mean? If it's bigger, it's bigger, but it's still not going to be flat in 70% of it, right? But then that also, you know, that might make them realize, well, what are we talking about here? Water's flat, so the earth is flat. But then it's like, you got to think about it more. It's like, water just is not going to conform to a ball. When have you ever seen water, when it's resting? I know there's waves and current stuff, but when it's left alone, will water sit around a ball? Will it sit around a square? No, you could take a container of water, say fill it halfway, dip any shape you want in it. The water's not going to form around the shape. It's going to be like this, and the shape is going to be stuck in there. You know what I'm saying? The water's not going to go like this. It's not. It's just going to level off. It's going to.
Sometimes when people say it, ignore it. It's crazy. It's like when we talk to you and people go, oh, "It's not flat enough." Well, what about the salt flats, where they do land speed records for cars reaching so many hundreds of miles an hour? Even the rocket one that was supposedly going 1,000 miles an hour, it needs a flat surface. Anything other than a flat surface will not do. And if you ignore that straight, I mean, we're not telling you it's this shape or this shape. We're just saying they're lying about it being a ball.
We have a phone call, Paul. Hang on. Dose of Reality, you're on with Brian and Paul. Merry Christmas, or whatever it means to you. Happy holidays. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, this is Kirk.
How you doing? Hey, Kirk. What's going on, man? I seen you in the chat. Are you a new listener, Kirk? I didn't recognize your name.
Oh, all right. Awesome. You hear me all right, bud?
You hear me crystal okay? Yeah. Crystal clear. Crystal clear, buddy.
Okay, all right. I want to make sure, because my phone is this morning. So here's the thing is I live in Colorado, okay, and there's a guy with Leak Project, and only Rex does a YouTube channel. But anyway, I don't want to talk about that a lot. But here's the thing is, I don't want to be too public about this because I'm a little nervous what might happen, you know, because they talked about some people being targeted and stuff like that. And but anyway, so I own two homes, and I had two houses near Colorado. I used to work in a computer field. I worked for Lockheed Martin, SAP, and which is larger than Microsoft, okay? And the last 2 years have been just an absolute nightmare. I knew something had shifted, something changed. And so anyway, I'll try to stay focused here and on point. So anyway, I had a house here near Colorado. It was worth $750,000. I had another one. It's $475,000. My ex-wife, she became somebody I never could even recognize. I mean, she became demonic, artificial intelligence. I don't know what happened to her. And I have four children. So she became so evil and hateful that she took away my children from me. I haven't seen them over a year, okay? And she used the court system, even in Boulder County. They destroyed me. I mean, she got 100% of all my cash. They forced sold both homes. So the house I'm in right now was forced sold by Boulder County by the court system to, I have to exit by, I made a negotiation, I have to be out by the 27th in 2 days, okay? So I've lost everything. I lost $500,000 in cash. You know, my family, I don't even recognize them. Even my brothers, they became distant even with each other. This whole reality is a nightmare. And so anyway, and so struggle. I've seen miracles here in Colorado, okay? And from your God, amazing miracles. I've been involved in 33 right visual. There was a shooting in Boulder that hadn't had a shooting in 8 years. On 13th and Pearl, and I was standing there with two other witnesses, and the detectives have recorded that 30 seconds before that shooting that your God told me not to walk the street or be shot and killed. And they're blown away by this. There's police officers and detectives that can validate my stories. There was another one involved at Boulder County Fair, which is in Longmont, Colorado, which is 30 minutes from me north, that a police officer says, my God, I've never seen anything like this, okay? Now, there's a local news station called Channel 7 News that want to talk to me about this. And, because we have firsthand validation from, like I said, people, police officers, even St. Patrick's Day of this last year, standing in front of 2,000 people, a police captain almost bowed before me because I had they couldn't believe it. There was a preacher that happened to be standing there in the crowd, 2,000 people, said, "What is going on?" And it's a long story there. There's all these stories, and they blow your mind, and they're all real, you know, and they can be valid by the people and everything like that. So, but what I'm getting at is there's one side of, we have a witness of God, and you're involved in miracles every day. You're just not aware of them. And, but then the other hand is I've been destroyed. I have to completely build. I've been ejected out of my house. The courts even said, "Well, I don't care if he's homeless, get some hell out of that damn house." I mean, you kidding me? This was like demonic forces that came and attacked me completely. So anyway, so here I am lonely today. And I don't get to see my children. I thought I might get to see them for Christmas. We tried to negotiate that out, but it probably ain't going to happen. And, so anyway, I have four children that, I love dearly. And then that's the price, I guess, for love. And also in this, Mandela effect or whatever. I don't know. There has to be a purpose behind it.
Kirk, you are aware of the Mandela effect?
100% aware of it.
So do you think that the changes in your wife have something to do with that, or just like a personality thing where she's just become a bad person?
She just became a really bad, bad person. I mean, just horrifying. And my children, I don't really recognize them too. I mean, they were always kind of spoiled because I used to make almost $250,000 a year and stuff like that. So they're very materialistic, but even that, they're very little care, even for my four children. Now, one is a 15-year-old daughter, and then I have a 12-year-old son, a 10-year-old son, and then we have a newborn baby. And I explained that one. It was a crazy one because I'm 47 years of age. And, but I don't even recognize this family anymore. And also even my brothers, even within my inner circle, my two brothers, they're not the same brothers that I used to. There was even an instance where my brother had, I don't mean babble so long, so just correct me if you need different questions or folks in the mirror, but my brother lives in Loveland, Colorado. He works for the air traffic controller and, for the government and for the Federal Aviation Administration. And even when I was a child, there's a story where I almost drowned in Montrose, Colorado, where I grew up. And he does not remember the story. How could you have saved my life when I was about 10 years of age, not remember me almost dying, and he reaching and grabbing me and saved my life? He says, I kind of remember it. So there's little pieces of fragments of history in my past that even my brothers can't put the pieces together. I mean, kidding. If you saved your brother, I think that's something you might want to remember. You know what I mean? So, I mean, and I've seen a lot of things, and that's what confuses me, because my story is so complicated that when I talk to preachers and pastors, they kind of walk away, you know, they know it's the truth. And in this Mandela or this, you know, this reality, I've had 33 attempts in my life and probably almost died, probably 10. Like one was even the drowning. I've had guns pulled out and like I said, the bullet count, the shooting in Boulder. I was a witness standing there and you can look at Boulder, the shooting that hadn't had a shooting in 8 years. But anyway, it is amazing. And I don't know, you know, people said you ought to tell the truth, but tell it in a fiction, because no way the society will accept that. That is real. And, you know, and so anyway, like you said, there's things too, where I thought about it, because I can get validation from police officers and detectives that will speak to my truths. And there's also, like you said, even, there's thousands of witnesses that have been around me and seen these things as well. So
crazy.
Why I don't know. Sorry.
No, it's crazy. Cause like everything that you think would have a logical explanation, even recalling your own memories with your brothers and whatnot, when our reality is totally not what we thought it was. It's like, man, it's just crazy. It's hard to wrap your head around. I mean, having your brother save your life and not remembering it, that's fucking nuts.
Exactly. Right. How in the real? Now, I haven't seen, there's photos of my ex-wife that have changed, where her features are completely different, my friend. I mean, really? Completely different. There was a photo of her last year that she posted. I didn't say anything to people, where even last year she went to what's called the Great Wolf Lodge. It's just a thing with my kids. And she has a photo that they said, my God, she looks like a gremlin or something completely. You know, she was not always, she was the most beautiful lady, but she was, this thing was like her facial features had changed last year. And I didn't say anything to people. I said, she goes, She looks like a gnome. That's what it was. It looked like a gnome. Your wife looks like a gnome. And I'm like, yeah. And it wasn't the angle of the photos. There were several photos that I found at Facebook, because I haven't Now, here's the thing, too, that you got to be aware of. I got to be really damn careful, because I've been to jail 7 times because of her. I kid you not. I spent a month in jail this last year. And I'm wearing a damn ankle brace on me right now that I have to report to the police when I go. Now, all the police know me. And that's the thing, is they said, you know, Kirk doesn't drink. He's a great guy. I got a guy that lives across the street that's a police officer. One's a former deputy, a district attorney. And they told me to run last year, and they're trying to protect me. And I have public defenders. You wouldn't believe this story. I mean, I'm serious. This lady came after me with all guns, making up lies. You know, I mean, it took me half an hour to explain how she has thrown me in jail. But we're seeing a lot of that with the MGTOW movement anyway, of ladies destroying men. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's a few cases. Yeah. So that MGTOW, I mean, the whole thing is coming around us like 360 degrees. It scares me. We're seeing the MGTOW movement. The feminists went too far. We're seeing, you know, the politicians doing something. They're trying to poison us with chemical trails. You know, you can't eat your damn food, they claim, because of GMOs. I was talking to a guy in Florida who said, you know, just briefly about 3 weeks ago, that I said, because he was thinking about, he said, but I can't take this crap anymore. This whole Matrix, the Mandela effect and simulation, about to lose my damn mind. He's got like 3 kids. Well, anyway, he said, what are we supposed to do? Sit in a yoga position eating damn lettuce? Because he said, that's what he said. That's what he put. He goes, sit there in the open, because his buddy goes, I'm getting destroyed. He said, I thought I'd go the opposite direction. He says, as a good guy like me. And he said, I'm going to go the opposite direction and be just kind of rotten for a while. And he said, that ended up being worse for him. He said, I started being a rotten person. He said, it really got destroyed. So, anyway, he's back on his feet now, apparently. He's got a job in Florida, because, like him, I'm unemployed, by the way, my friend. I cannot get a job. I'm serious. I cannot get anything. It's like flying monkeys, man. I have a
Well, if you don't want to play by their rules, then you're not going to get, it's going to be hard to get your foot in the door, you know?
I know. Isn't that crazy? I mean, seriously, I mean, for example, there's a product, you can Google it right now, called SAP HANA. It's a software application that they used to work for SAP. And I was the one that launched that damn application I had 2,000 engineers under me that worked for SAP. And you must be right. If I don't play by those damn rules, I mean, I tried to get a job at King Supers, which is a local grocery store, just trying to make $12 an hour. That's the only job that was convenient, and with the situation happened to be forced moved. Yeah. And the guy just like loses his damn mind. And I did nothing. My interview was perfect. I was perfectly one of the best workers you could be. And he said, screw you, move on your way. And I'm serious, I cannot. And I've had liars. I have people, you know, line up jobs right and left, and I cannot get a job. I mean, it's like these people's brains are being programmed. I mean, what is going on, my friend? I'm serious.
It's crazy. Well, the whole system, it's all rigged and set up to fail. And if you don't play by their rules, you're not going to really get your foot in the door. But, Kirk, we're going to have to wrap it up, because the call has been about 12 minutes, so. But I want to thank, don't be sorry, bro. I'm glad you called. I want to thank you for calling. And call in again anytime you want, okay, buddy?
Yeah, it's amazing, my friend. Yeah, so I don't know. I got to figure out a way out of this damn exit, this situation. Like you say play by the rules. You think that's what it is, but I don't know exactly what that direction is.
Yeah, the rules aren't clearly defined. Hey, but thank you for tuning into the show. I appreciate it.
I know. Is there a script I'm supposed to be playing, a personal script for my life? I mean, that's what we can't figure out. Am I not following the damn script, or what the hell's going on here? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, what I think it's just meant to confuse you and keep you going in circles. I don't think there is a perfect script. But... All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Kirk.
All right. I'll get in touch with you. Okay. Hey, thanks, bud. I appreciate you listening. Okay. All right.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot. All right, cool. So you guys heard from Kirk. Kirk is a new listener. I've never heard from Kirk before. I mean, overall message there, Paul, I would think. I mean, you know, the entire system is rigged. I mean, that's pretty much a vague statement by me. I would think most people listening to this know this. But I mean, the legal system, the whole – I know what Kirk's speaking of from my heart, because – I go through the same shit. Like, I'm a smart guy. I'm qualified to do some things, and I have a shit job right now, you know?
Just rigged in the thing.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is, you know? Of course it is. It's terrible that, you know, what he's going through. And he mentioned the stuff about his wife's pitches changing. It's interesting because we've seen pitches change as far as like with the Mandela effect residue, for instance, the Thinker statue with the, you know, the people posing in front of it doing the old Thinker pose. Now the statue in the picture is like this because the pictures have changed. I haven't heard people really talk about personal. I've heard people talking about personal pitches. My personal pitches I took of the screenshots of C-3PO changed. So I know that they changed. But first time I heard of people's facial features changing on photos they were already familiar with. Have you heard of this before?
I have not. That's a new one to me.
Yeah, it really is. That's pretty crazy. That's pretty crazy. Back to Christmas though, Paul. Okay, how old are your kids, Paul?
Mine, my oldest is 11 and my oldest is 21.
What do you just go along with the mainstream narrative of Christmas with them? Do you tell them, "Hey, this isn't what they say it is, but it's a time for family." How do you pass this message on to your kids and raise them the right way? If I mean, not the right way, but your way. What's your way to?
I thought that was your phone going in. It's a case of, you know, when it's younger and they're not aware of what Christmas actually is. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, when I was younger and you was younger, you were told it was Santa. And you know what I mean? And you was like trying to listen out on the night for him to come, and then you find out it's one big lie. That seems to be the pattern for life in a way. But yeah, it's for me, Christmas is, because a lot of people are on their own, you know what I mean, different things, and it's about togetherness in essence, you know what I mean, trying to show people that you know you love them, and you know, of, you know, it's things like that. It's togetherness, and it's not. I'd love to say it's not a case of, oh, it's all about gifts, but the younger generation it is. Do you know what I mean? Who don't know any better. We're back on. Yeah, so like I said, the younger generation, it's about the gift, you know, getting gifts off the parents or family, because that's like the mainstream narrative is, it's greed. You know what I mean? So it's like the breeding little greedy little things, where it should be about sharing and passing on and showing your family and other people, you know, like not festive, because like I said, we know it's a lie, but it's about the only time you can supposedly get round and be with your family or the people that you care about, and you shouldn't miss that chance, you know what I mean? Because there's always people out there who don't have anyone, do you know what I mean? And I've talked about it before in other things, where it is, you by being nice to someone who don't have anyone could actually save their life, and that's what you should do. It's all about being a proper human being and showing people love, you know what I mean, instead of trolling or comments and different things like that. Just try and be together, you know what I mean? That's all it is to me. And that's what I try and get my kids about, not being materialistic too much, you know what I mean, and not go like other kids, you know, around schools and things like that, where it's all about showing off. But that's just how I feel.
What do your kids think about the topics you're looking into right now the most?
Well, they know about them. And my youngest one's really interested. She's always saying, look at the stars, look at the moon and different things like this and different topics. My oldest one knows about it and wishes she didn't know about it because it's too scary.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about the moon? You want to talk about the moon real quick?
Yeah, if you want. Yeah. What do you want
to? Noticed some things with the moon lately, and I know I brought it up to you. I was kind of freaking out the other night, as I do a lot. Something crazy, you and Gloria will get a distressed fucking voice message from me. Fucking, this just happened. Listen, well, look at this, and it's like, because there's not a lot of people I can show these things to and not worry about how they're gonna just judge me and write me off. Like I have a few friends that, okay, because you talk about, you know, the moon not being solid, or any of these ideas, chemtrail planes maybe not being solid, and holograms and whatnot, and people just, you know, even people in the so-called truth community just think you're absolutely fucking nuts and you're way off base. But you guys know if I'm saying something like that, that, you know, there's probably some validity to it. Let's talk about the flat earth model. Not any specific map or model, because like you, I do not adhere to map. Any specific model, because we simply don't know. There's certain things we can observe, but obviously the reach is out beyond where we can access. We have no idea. And there's just a lot of stuff that goes on that we have no idea about. But I know that with the flat Earth model, Paul. The way that the I wish I had a map to hold up, but you know how on the flat Earth model, you know, the sun and the moon circle around us, and they go from tropic to tropic over the year. And the winter solstice, I guess, was just on the 21st, a few 4 days ago. So that would mean that the moon would be its farthest from us, and that it would be the lowest in the sky, I guess, because of perspective, you know, like how we always explain to people how sunsets really work, how boats over the horizon work. These things aren't, you know, the sun isn't setting and boats aren't going beyond the curve because you can zoom in on them. So if you see a boat disappear, you know, bottom first because it's going over this curve and you just see the top and then eventually you see nothing, it's not because it's going over a curve, because you can whip out, you know, binoculars, then a higher powered zoom, telescope, whatever it is, zoom in and you can keep bringing it back. You can do the same thing with the sun. So the moon around this time of the year would be at its lowest, I would think, you know, and I'm not going to pretend I've been doing flat Earth for 4 years, but I've never been an expert on the sun and moon observations. I mean, I know how it's supposed to work and everything. I've been observing more lately. I don't have a camera, but something really startled me the other night because I'm looking at the moon. So the moon's up here. I don't know how many degrees of an angle you want to say, like 45 degrees from whatever. I'm look up at an angle over here. And sometimes when it's lower, it's like barely over the tops of the trees. But the other night, this was the 23rd. Today's the 25th. So 2 nights ago, not last night, but the night before, the moon was so low that it was, you know, it was off to my side, but it was so low, it was lower than the tree branches. Like it was being obstructed by the trunks of the trees. Like, it was so low that, and I'm not going to show the picture right now because my pictures suck, but I got up, I used my phone, and I took a picture of it. And you know how if you would take a picture of the moon, I held the camera straight like this to my chest, and I was able to get the moon in the shot. And not just that, to prove that I was holding the camera like this, and I showed you the pictures, Paul. You could see the banister of my porch right here, and there was no angle. It was level with me right here. And off there, through the trees, you could see the moon. I know my camera quality was bad, Paul, but you saw the pics. It did look extremely low, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, I said, when you see someone and I started to look up there, you went, no, it's down again. I saw it there, yeah. So it was just touching the top of your shoulder from where you were standing.
It looked like if I was on a 20-foot ladder, it would be eye level with me. Like, literally. Like, there's no looking up. None. I mean, it was barely above the street light that a porch light that somebody else was in the shot. And I mean, I'm literally on my porch. The banister is like yay high, and I'm holding my phone about, I'm like 10 feet from the banister, so I could get the banister in the shot without angling up, right? And then you could still see the moon in the shot. My camera had no arc to the sky, and I know that's when it's supposed to be the lowest. But my point is, as low as it was, it shouldn't be that drastic from day to day, because the night before it was way up here. I would expect over the course of months and then leading up to the 21st, it would get lower. But on the 20th, it's fucking here. And then the 21st, it's down here. And I know there's people out there that with the P900s, the P1000s, a lot of you guys are photographers. I'm not. A lot of you in flat Earth, like any other topic, Paul, there's people that specialize in different areas like we talked about. And there are people that know more about the observations of the sun and the moon and actually how high they should be in the sky and whatnot. I want to know others' opinions on the winter solstice. If the moon was way too low for you guys, have you guys noticed that? I've also noticed, which I've mentioned on other shows before, many issues with the moon. Like, we've talked about the lunar wave years ago and all that, and everybody knows about that. But just other issues that look like imaging issues, resolution issues on the moon, edges of it clipped out. I forget who released another video a couple days ago, but there was a bunch of like just rips taken out of the side of the moon. Like it just looked like a complete error in the sky, you know? It's crazy. And Paul, you saw you sent me some images of a really bright star you were seeing in the morning, and you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, like I said, when you were talking about that moon that night, well, obviously it was night for you, but even later for me, the moon was even really higher because I had to stretch my neck, and I've never seen it that high. So that was weird. You know what I mean? It was, you know, just showing you the angle it was supposed to be. I don't know, they say it's like the analemma, isn't it? Like it does a figure of eight type of thing, but that is on your perspective type of thing. But yeah, for the last few weeks, I think it's Venus. I'm not quite sure. I think that's what the mainstream said, it was Venus. And it was like you could touch it. I've never seen a star so close. So, you know what I mean? It was crazy. You went out, and it was just like you said about the moon. I've never seen a star as close. It was, and like I said, one of the you know, your listeners, Ray, he showed you the video the week before of similar what I seen, and you could see it pulsing just with a normal camera phone, not one of these P900s or P1000s now where you can zoom in. With your naked eye, it was huge, and I've never seen anything as big with a naked eye. I thought it was
for a second, for anybody that's doubting this, you did record this, so you do have it. People want to see the video. You still have the video, right?
Yeah. It was crazy. You could actually see it pulsing. You know when you see the images of people in the truth community where they show you the stars, how they are when they zoomed in. It was not far off that with a naked eye. It was so big. I only on my camera phone, you don't have that much of a zoom, do you? So I just zoomed in, and you could just see it pulsing. I've never seen anything this close in my life, not a star anywhere, because it was that close. I thought it was a, you know, like a helicopter or a plane with the lights flashing, and because they had to stand in the spot for so long just to make sure it wasn't moving. Do you know? So it wasn't a plane. It wasn't. And then I just took it with my phone, and you can see how close I got with it. You've seen the footage, and that has happened twice.
Remember what I told you? I went outside, and was this last night or the night before? It was like the day, maybe the day before the moon thing. So it was like 3 or 4 days ago. I look up and I called you, and I'm like, Paul, there's a star up there. Now, once you get the brainwashing off, right, of the globe, you can start to observe the stars, and you can literally see the twinkle, twinkle little star, right? I mean, you can see the stars twinkling, the flashing, pulsating. We'll say pulsating, right? Like you said, you zoomed in with your camera. You could see it real good. I saw this with my naked eye. I don't even have a camera yet. I mean, I just got this phone. The camera's a little better than my last phone, but it's crap. You can only zoom in 4 times, you know, and it's just shit. It's shit resolution. But I'm looking at this star, and I want to say it was in my south direction, maybe a bit to the, let's see, the north. South, southwest, right? Sorry, I had to think about it for a second. So I'm facing south. It's a little bit off to my right, but it's south. And I can see it like pulsating, like not just twinkling, like boom, boom, almost like a heartbeat. I'm not saying it has a beat, but almost like a heartbeat getting brighter, but boom, but boom, but boom, really bright. I did what you did. I stood there for a while and stared at it because I thought it was a plane with its blinking light is what I thought it had to be, which was still way too bright for that, you know? And I'm looking at it, it just stayed there the whole time, and it was a star. It wasn't the North Star. It wasn't Polaris. It was this other star that was really bright. I don't know enough about astrology and the placement of all these things, Paul, to tell you if it was Venus or, you know, I really just don't know. I don't know what star it was. I don't chart the stars like that, but I know something was amiss here, you know?
Well, the one with me, I always said to you, I've got two lots of footage on because the week before, in the daytime, this was, oh, I think it was light, and the moon was a crescent shaped, and that was out the side of it because I took footage because I've never seen a crescent moon with a star in like that because it was really bright the same, and that's when I first came across it. And the local media and the media throughout said it was Venus, so I'm just checking what they said for it. And then it's in a similar position that I'm seeing this star now, slightly a bit more to my left, but it seems to be just getting closer and closer because it was really close that time when I first seen it in the daytime, because that's what startled me. It was like a crescent moon in the daytime and the star out. I mean, a star. You couldn't see any other stars. It was like the time when I took the footage last week. I'm looking around for other stars, thinking there's got to be other stars brighter, and there was nothing. It was just a blanket and just this one star on its own, and that's what made you know, catch your eye. And I got it. And just
kind of think, at least I thought, maybe I'm wrong, but I kind of thought that if I'm going to see it, okay, if I was you, what I would have thought, if I just saw one star, I would think, well, that must be Polaris because that's, you know, it's the closest, the brightest, that's why I'm seeing it. But you were seeing something different in different locations, so it wasn't Polaris, correct?
Yeah. I mean, like they say, North Star, Polaris, where you want to, it's generally, from I am, 99% of the time, it's just off an angle above my house. And you've seen them pictures I've took of that where it's like a blue box. And this is just with me at my phone camera. I've been quite lucky for some reason with no cloud coverage on certain nights. But this one, and like I said, like Ray in the chat, he sent you the same. It's like...
he sent it to me the day after you told me about it. He sent me a random video. I hadn't posted what you said to make other people say, oh, I'm going to send him. He just sent me that randomly. I'm like, oh, Paul was just showing me this last night. I'm going to send it to him. And it wasn't the exact same star, I don't think. It might have been, but it was similar idea, you know? Like,
yeah. I'll just have a look now.
Because they're not going to – nobody's going to fucking hand feed us this information. Nobody's going to give us the correct model. Even people within the different so-called truth communities or whatever, they're not just going right. to – nobody's just going to wrap the correct
I've model. I've not got a video, but I've got the pictures on my camera, on my computer. I'll show you now. I'll just screen share it for anyone who's new who's not seen it.
Right, yeah,
make sure you... See, that was like, there you go. And that was like what I was seeing with the naked eye. That's like, there's some, I don't know what I presume this is. There's not many because I'll go through it. Like, and that was on the full zoom. And that's the one with the P900. That's the P900 of a star. And that is just with my phone camera.
So that's the phone camera right there. Paul, hold control and hit the plus sign a couple times to blow up the picture and make it bigger.
Right,
go back to the one you took. No, go back to the one you took and do it.
Right. Just get it back to
it. Yeah, and blow that up so we can see it.
There you go.
Wow, yeah. Crazy. It looks like a bullseye. It looks like a dartboard.
Yeah. And because, as you know, I'm working on the...
I haven't seen a picture like that with a camera phone. Just with P900s and stuff, but camera phones to get it like that.
You know, I'm working on the OM. And there you go. That was like with a naked eye. That's a naked eye, no zoom. Look how big that is.
Mm-hmm.
For a start, in the like the morning. That's the morning. And you can see the chemtrailing starting to come in to block it out. The, mm-hmm. You see the line?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Do you want it blocked out? And then after that, it went blue and purple. And it disappeared. There you go.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. There's a lot. It's just so much crazy stuff going on in the sky. I'm going to get touch on the planes and a little bit more on the moon. Paul, we're at the 1 hour mark, and I just want to take a quick break. Is that good with you? Take a quick bathroom. All right, everybody, you're listening to Dose of Reality. Brian Stavely, Paul Knight, we're here on this Christmas episode. When we come back, more Flat Earth stuff, more stuff in the sky, and we are also going to get into some brand new Mandela effects, some personal Mandela stories, a couple that people have called me and told, and some really good stuff as far as that goes. So everybody, just stay tuned. You're listening to the Dose of Reality with Brian Stavely and Paul Knight, and we'll be right back.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. Ah-ha! Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. Yeah, seriously though, everybody, Merry Christmas. But, you know, we all know that the real meaning is much different than what they tell us and all that. But Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to everybody. I'm glad everybody is here. Awesome that you guys could all be here. We got up to 30 viewers live so far. We got 27 right now. Spur of the moment show, Christmas. I just had to look at my mic, make sure I wasn't muted because I've done that. Paul, do you remember when I did the moon show and I was muted? Did you see that?
Yeah.
For those that don't know, I did a few short videos because we do long videos all the time, like 3-hour shows on Saturdays. Paul does short videos on his channel now. I've started to do some short videos, just a few to mix in, like, you know, airplanes on a spinning ball or how the moon proves that the globe is a lie, like 10, 15 minute videos. And I did the moon one and I was going off boom, 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 but I'm by myself. So there's nobody to give me any feedback and I'm not looking at the chat because I'm being passionate about it. My fucking mic was muted, bro. I went for like 10 minutes, people like, going off. I got my hands going. I'm all animated and talking. My mic was muted the whole time, dude. And I had to just redo it all. Crazy, 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 crazy. Paul, I'm going to transition a little bit into Mandela effect in a minute, but
not Black Tom, is it?
No. I'm glad you mentioned Black Tom because that makes me want to mention Torpedo Alley.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to give a caller credit for this, and I wish I knew who it was that brought it to my attention. He called in, was it last weekend, Paul?
Yeah, it might be. No, 2 weeks ago, I think it was. Yeah, it wasn't far, not long ago.
No, a week or two. I've done like so many shows in the last few weeks, it's hard to keep track. But it was within the last 2 weeks. A caller called in and he's like, it's funny the way he said it too. He's like, Brian, you familiar with Black Tom? It's just like, oh yeah, me and Black Tom, we go way back. You know what I mean? So what it is he's like, well, I got a story similar to that that's even, you know, even bigger than Black Tom. I guess now there's this thing called Torpedo Alley, you know, and I haven't looked into this much. And you know what? I have the Wikipedia thing open. And guys, yes, anybody that's from the Flat Earth community or whatnot and wonder, well, why is he reading from Wikipedia? Because when you research a Mandela effect and you, or any topic, 9/11, whatever, and you just want to know what the official story is that you should have always been taught or that you should have always known, you can go there and you can get the mainstream narrative, okay? I'm just going to read this little paragraph from Torpedo Alley. Before I do, has anybody in the chat ever heard of Torpedo Alley? If anybody has, let me know. I'm going to read this real quick. So for those that don't know what Black Tom is, Black Tom for me is the number one Mandela effect of all time for me. Real quick, and Paul, I know you get sick of when I talk about Black Tom, but we'll do the 1 minute rant real quick. Black Tom supposedly, 1916, two German spies snuck in through New Jersey, blew up bombs so big that it damaged the Statue of Liberty to the point that the torch has never been opened. Number of people died. There was all this damage. And, you know, I've talked to people that have been to the torch. And for me, for not hearing about this event, which would have been supposedly the first foreign terrorist attack on U.S. soil, doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry. It's the number one for me because after all mine, I started this show on radio, internet radio, my own website, therealnewsonline.com. But I started with 9/11 and media fakery. I did 9/11 way more even hardcore than I do Mandela Effect or Flat Earth. Now, I mean, I was real deep into it. And like many of you, you've seen all the documentaries and whatnot, but I've seen all the film, all the footage. I've heard all the perspective on it so many times. We have heard over and over and over and over that 9/11 was the second foreign attack on U.S. soil. The first would have been Pearl Harbor, over and over and over again. But now there's this other event that would have been first, okay? Well, now we're going to top Black Tom, not for me personally, but for many of you. For me personally, this one, because it was in New York, or in New Jersey, New York, and Statue of Liberty and all that, that and 9/11, it just should have been referenced to me so many times. But now, allegedly, there was this attack in 1941 just off the coast of North Carolina that left 5,000 people dead, including civilians. I'm not saying they were all civilians, but it said a high number of civilians and 500 U.S. ships was sunk off the coast of North Carolina. Dude, I'm sorry. I've never heard of that in my life. Ever, ever, ever. And I know I'm not like this big war buff and all this, you know, I don't know all the history of all these battles and stuff. But I'm sorry, when 5,000 people die off the coast of North Carolina and 500 ships are sunk, would have heard about it. Absolutely would have heard about it. And then once you start getting into false flag terrorism, false flag terrorism, whatever, all these topics we research, dude, we would have heard about it. How is this popping into my reality now? I haven't heard about it until 2 weeks ago. Long Reach in the chat, Paul, asked if we ever know, do we remember who directed Conan the Barbarian? Paul, do you know? I don't know.
Oh, man, that is a film from my childhood. Oh, yeah, my God.
What's the reason? Long Reach, what is the reason you're asking? Let us know. I don't know the correlation here. I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure who directed it. Yeah, no one in the chat, his name's no one, said, I thought that was the Black Tom bomb. No, the Black Tom is the one I'm talking about in 1916, but now there's this 1941 Torpedo Alley, 5,000 people dead, 500 ships, on top of the Black Tom already happening. Miss Ali said, Brian, where did that war tale show up? I don't know. It's in Wikipedia right now. Just Google the word Torpedo Alley, and it'll come up. I'll actually drop the link in the chat for you guys. I didn't stumble across it. A caller brought it up to me like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, wow. And Gloria said she had seen it like a month ago, but she forgot to mention it to me. Here you go, guys. There's the link to the Torpedo Alley if you guys want to click it while we're doing the show or just read it. Guys, do me a favor. It's 27 of you live right now at this moment. I have 8 thumbs up. Let's go. You know, help our brother out, because we already got one troll. We'd probably have a good idea who the suspect is. We got one troll that already thumbed it down. Not that the thumbs up and thumbs down even matter much as far as people finding your video or anything like that, but it's just nice to have a positive thing. So if you guys can, thumb it up. Paul J in the chat, who I know from Facebook. I'm not sure if Paul, you know Paul?
Not sure, no. No, I don't think so, no.
Okay, well, Paul in the chat said, no fucking way in hell. Yeah, man, no way in hell. There is no way in hell that not only maybe an attack could have happened and we didn't know, but an attack where, dude, never even 100 people, if they died and there were civilians involved, we would know, especially once researching things like 9/11, Sandy Hook, all this shit, we would know, we would hear about it, it would get brought up. We're talking about 5,000 people, dude. 5,000 people and 500 ships. Dude, that's a whole armada of ships, Paul. 500 ships. I mean, think about the number. I mean, and I've seen some reports. I've seen that the caller told me 500. I think the Wikipedia one says 400, whatever, even if it's 300. But 400 ships. 400 ships. That whole Eastern Seaboard's like a fucking graveyard of ships now.
And like I said, we all know, like, the obvious one is just Pearl Harbor, obviously, and that attack. Now, if this huge number went down off the coast, off the other coast, in a sense, why is it not mentioned in the same type of breath? You know what I mean? I think they've done a film on it as well. I'm not quite sure when I had a quick Google. You know, I'm not sure if it was Mike, so if it's wrong, I apologize. But I'm sure they did a film on it. You know, when I Googled it.
On Black Tom or Torpedo Alley?
Torpedo Alley.
Really?
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it now while I'm talking. It's yeah, crazy. Charles Bronson, Torpedo Alley, 1952.
Wow. Never heard of it in my life. And for people that might not be into Mandela Effect and say, oh, well, the Torpedo Alley, you know, there was a movie in 52, so it must have been always there. No, these things that surround these events pop into our fucking timeline, bro. They just pop in. Just like the things with the Statue of Liberty keep changing, and things just pop into our reality. And this is a good example, people, when they so come back.
I'll quickly show you now. I'll share it quick, and you can just stay here. There you go. Can you see it? Right there. Charles Bronson's second role, that says, 1952.
Anybody, and Charles Bronson's a well-known actor. Anybody ever heard of the Charles Bronson film Torpedo Alley? I'm gonna bet that nobody has. Nobody has. Dude, North Carolina was hit with this fucking attack. Just like we just heard, and Oregon was bombed. Oregon? When the fuck was Oregon bombed? That was, I think that was part of this. Oregon, why would you bomb Oregon? There's nothing in Oregon except for those pristine beaches that they supposedly always had, which, you know, nobody's heard of until a few months ago. At least was the first I heard of it when we talked about it, you know? So this is a good example of, Paul, when people say, oh, it's just trivial changes. It's just, you know, who cares about the color of the leg on a friggin' gold robot, or who cares about an S dropped off the name or a the missing in the beginning? Dude, those all things all do matter, because if things are physically changing, they're physically changing. They're just as astonishing to me. But here you go. Here's another historical event that's popped into our reality. And this just keeps happening. Historical event, historical event. And a lot of things, like with the Mandela Effect, Paul, have a theme. Like the double L's on the end of last names, like names, Sybil Shepherd, Mark Hamill. Now instead of one L, they have two. You know, I picked up some other patterns and letters, and it's just, I don't know. I forgot where I was going with that for a second. I had a brain. The pattern. These events, there's a lot that seem to be involving the Germans now that are popping into our timeline. That's just a fact. I mean, I don't know what it means. I'm just putting it out there. A lot having to do with the Germans and attacking us and these other events that are just coming out now that weren't out before. Derek said, have you heard of rainbow colored water? Well, in what sense, Derek? Because we talk about all these rainbow animals, rainbow this and that. Last week we presented rainbow swamps, which is rainbow colored water. I don't know if you guys saw that. I'll bring it up real quick. Let me bring that up real quick, because I do still have my show notes over here somewhere. Oh, here it is. All right, let me do a screen share. Derek, specify what you mean by the rainbow water, and we'll talk about it. And I'm just going to do a screen share real quick. Paul, if you can just keep an eye on the chat, I can't see it. And this, my friends, is rainbow swamp. Is this what you mean, Derek? I mean, that's saying this is natural oils and shit doing this. Yeah, maybe if it was all swirled and stuff, like we could buy some of that, but it's just like striped, bro. Like, this is crazy. We have rainbow mountains, rainbow squirrels, rainbow horses, rainbow this, rainbow that. Me and Gloria did a whole show about 2 weeks ago, said something, welcome to your rainbow world via the Mandela Effect, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And yeah, it's everywhere. The rainbow stuff is everywhere. Let me see what Derek said. I don't know. I just saw some people saying rainbow colored water popping up different places. Oh, that's exactly what I seen talking about the rainbow swamp. Yeah, Derek, there's rainbow stuff everywhere. It's in everything now. We got trees that are bleeding, rocks that are bleeding. I don't have the clip ready. I guess I'll just hold that one out for when Gloria comes. That's when she wanted to talk about. But I do want to address some new ones. We did a show, Paul. We did a show, I think, the one before, where we got into a bunch of the Christmas changes. Yeah. And there's a few we missed. I'm going to start with a smaller one. I sent you this picture earlier, Paul. So I'm sitting here. We're opening gifts, right? And this isn't a new change for you people that have been in the Mandela for a while, but it's just another piece of residue. But I do want to talk about it. For some of you, it is a new change. It's only a few months old. You might not have heard about it. And that's why we always talk about old ones and new ones. Mostly new, but we always mix some old ones in, because everybody misses them. I miss ones. Paul misses everybody. There's so many changes. Dude, there's so many every day, every week. You can't keep track of them all, you know? You just can't. So I'm sitting here in the living room this morning. Everybody's opening gifts. They got the Comcast. I don't know what cable provider you have, Paul, but over here, Comcast is the biggest one. You know, you have the on-demand and whatnot. And they have a Christmas music channel, so they're listening to Christmas carols, you know. All of a sudden, a Christmas song comes on. Of course, it's a Christmas channel. And it says The Carpenters perform it. And it actually says the name of the song and the title of the band, The Carpenters. Now, I know this is a Mandela effect, because the Carpenters is right for me. That's what it should be. That's what it's always been to me. But now if you look at their albums, it just says Carpenters, 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 Carpenters. The word "the" is gone. But Comcast had the word "the" up there, like we remember. And I sent you this picture, Paul. And what did you say to me?
Yeah.
You told me you grew up on them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were the Carpenters.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've seen a little bit of echo again. Yeah, I've seen a little bit, well, not a bit. We have sent, isn't there like one album it's all got "the" on it? Because I showed it you a long time ago. But yeah, everyone knows it's the Carpenters. Everyone I ask, it's the Carpenters. It's never carpenters. That, you know what I mean? Like, especially if you're our age, I'm not saying how old I am, but you know what I mean? It's a case of you were brought up on that type of music, you know, from your parents. So all these things you remember because of your parents. And I remember it as the Carpenters. My mum remembers it as the Carpenters. Everyone does.
Everybody in the chat remembers it. And everybody in the chat, come on, open a separate window. Don't close this one because you're listening to this great show. Open another window and just Google the Carpenters album covers and just look at them. They all say Carpenters on it. It's absolutely crazy. And then, you know, a big one for me, and I'm gonna show some residue on this, and I want to thank Nathaniel. Nathaniel has that Flickr site. We've had Nathaniel on the show as a guest, and everybody does their part in the community. What Nathaniel does is he's one of those people that has like a subscription to the old newspapers and stuff, which is a great place for residue. And he goes in and he digs out loads and loads and loads of residue for these Mandela effects. A lot of times he shows me ones I've never seen. Sometimes it's one that I've seen, but I just go to him because he's got so much residue. And I've known about this Mandela for a while, but I'm going to show his website here because he's got a great compilation of residue for this. When I grew up, you know, you have all these things, Charlie Brown's Christmas, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, these types of movies, you know, Christmas Story. You see them every year, okay? For me, everybody has their favorites. I always was a big fan of The Grinch Who Stole Christmas because it was different, Paul. He was kind of like an evil guy. Yeah. You know the story of it, right? You've seen it, I'm sure.
A long time ago, yeah. They keep making it again, don't they? Repeating it.
Yeah, they keep making it again and whatnot. But, you know, I always know The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, okay? Well, just so you guys know, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas has never existed in this reality now. And I know that sounds stupid, but go ahead and Google it or watch it today. You probably saw it last night. Now it's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Like, not telling you about the character, the a-hole that stole Christmas, but it's telling you, you know, how we went about it and how you can do it maybe. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Here's your fucking handbook to it, right? I'm just going to scroll through some of this residue real quick. I know it's The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, but I mean, look at this. This is from Nathaniel's page on Flickr, and I'll make sure I put the link in there. I mean, article after article, Dr. Seuss is The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Look at this. Price is $4.50, so I'm going to assume this is the original, not the Jim Carrey remake, because they weren't $4.50 when the Jim Carrey one came out. This would have been long ago. Either way, it doesn't matter. But look at The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. If it's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, why would they misprint it up here on the fucking billboard to sell tickets, and how would it be misprinted the same as we all remember? I'm so sick of people saying that. Jim Carrey as The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. It's over and over. Look at expect no profanity. And The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Dude, we're going to – there's like 60 pitches here. I'm not going to go through them all, but look at Scrooge and Kringle steal Grinch Who Stole Christmas, but return him. Here's the Grinch. Look at the subtitle, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Now it's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, bro. And it's everywhere, Paul. I mean, we could do this all day. Look at this. Animation from The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I think everybody gets it, but look, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. This is a TV Guide listing. The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Are they going to put the wrong title? And is it going to be the same as I remember? Are we all going to be in unison with the wrong title? Are they in on it with me? No, they're not. This is a huge one for me, dude. This is the biggest Christmas movie for me. And you guys can watch it tonight. It's going to come on, and it's not going to say this. It's not. Look at these TV listings and NBC, and it was in this many homes. Look at these stats. No, these are wrong because this movie never existed. Now it's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And I just, it's crazy to me, Paul. That's a big one for me. And I just wanted to bring that up to everybody in the chat. And I have some more to show too, but that's just so wrong.
I mean, we've got a question. You know, sorry if I pronounce it wrong, but Abra was saying, we've said, is a Mandela like regional based? And we've said like most of them are US based compared to what I've seen. Obviously, some are creeping up now in the UK. But it does seem like most of them are US-based from what we've seen, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I would say 80% of them. But they are happening elsewhere. They are happening in other scriptures and Bibles and whatnot. But it's definitely way more US-based. I will say one thing, Paul, though, because we do talk about US-based, and I always ask you about UK products, and we found a few.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, we found a handful, right? We haven't found tons.
No.
I have friends in Canada Nathaniel's in Canada. Other friends of mine are in Canada. There's a lot of Mandela Effect people in Canada, and there are a lot of Canadian changes. I know people think of U.S. and Canada, but it is a separate country, and they definitely have separate products, separate TV shows, a lot of the same, but they have their own products and stuff. A lot of products, company changes have gone on in Canada. So there's a lot of that going on. More questions in the chat I'd like to address. The same person you address, Abra, said, I think – maybe the government has invented time travel and Mandela's effects are unwanted side effects to messing too much with time stream. And it's a good idea. And it's good to think out the box like that. I do disagree with that. I like that idea. We've all gone down that road and that could be true. I'm not saying what I believe. This is what I believe though. I believe it's not time travel. Cause if it was time travel, like say let's picture, and not to say that it's going to work the same way as a movie, but when you think time travel, you obviously think of things like Back to the Future, right, Paul?
Yeah.
So when you think of things like this, if you go back in time and change something, it is going to have that butterfly effect on everything and boom, 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 boom. But how is there going to be residue if there's time travel? Also, if it was time travel that changed these events, how do we have incremental changes abroad? For instance, the Wizard of Oz, Star Wars, you know, with the Wizard of Oz, like the Scarecrow got the gun and I'm showing people. And then a few months later, after close scrutiny of the movie, a few months later, we go back and now the Tin Man has the giant wrench. If it was time travel that altered these things, they both should have came into existence together and at the same time and not incrementally. And then my other problem with time travel, Abrar, is if it was time travel, and I understand people that aren't affected might not see it, but amongst people that are affected, say me, Gloria, Paul, other people in the community, if it was time travel that changed these events, and even if we are the ones that can perceive these changes, we should all perceive 100% of the same changes, but we don't. Nobody does. There's not one person I know that agrees on 100% of Mandela effects with me. It seems that the more highly affected people that I know and I've become friends with, we agree on a very high percentage, 80% maybe 85. Some people higher, some people a bit lower. There is no 100%, and there should be if it was from time travel. It should be across the board, in my opinion. Now, you can come back, Abrar, and say, hey, Brian, but what if you have no idea how time travel works? And you're right. You know, I could be totally wrong.
A couple of weeks ago with Gloria, what actually time is? So if we don't actually know what time is, you don't know what we're doing. We do know what's going on and whatever we perceive as time. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's got their own theories and different things. And it's a good topic to look into, what is actually causing the Mandela effect. I have my own theory, as you know. It started from the ancient Sumerians. And they actually call them MEs for Mandela Effect. So that's what I went with Jenna, and that's what we found. But also, if you think about it in this sense of thing, when we've talked about frequencies and vibration, or everything is vibrating, so if something vibrating at a different frequency, like your eyes, once you start seeing the truth, are your eyes vibrating at a different frequency, able to pick up these changes? Mm-hmm. Are these frequencies changing the reality around you, where you are safe in your, you know, the frequency bubble or whatever you want to call it, so you are unaffected by these changes because you've seen the change. You know what I mean? So it's a really deep way of going down different avenues. And like you said, no one knows for sure. It's all personal opinion, perspectives, or whatever you like to, but it's an interesting topic. It should be looked into. I wasn't huge into the Mandela. As you know, you sending me loads and loads and loads and loads.
And I was persistent as a motherfucker, wasn't I?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, stop it with this fucking Mandela. And then they're looking into it. And then obviously then when I was with Jenna and we looked into ancient civilization, we found our route that resonates with us, which, you know what I mean? And we're tying everything in that way. And it's brilliant how someone who's not into something can still look, because you know, you were persisting, like sending me links and links and links and links. I thought, oh my,
You know why I did that? Because when I'm in the communities, and I'm going to say I'm in the Flat Earth communities where I met you, obviously, we met in Flat Earth groups or whatnot. I don't remember exactly where, but we did, and we stayed in contact. I know that who the smarter people are and whatnot, or I think I do. And I just knew that you would understand it. There's a lot of people that just, they can't open their mind enough to think that, well, okay, and I don't understand, because so you know that NASA's lying. You know even outer space is fake, but you can't open your mind enough to think it goes another step to where reality naturally, man-made, whatever you want to believe the theory, but somehow reality is being altered, including your past, you know, including your past.
Exactly. And
I'm sorry, Paul. Let me just address one thing. He made another point in the chat. Abra said in the chat, and thank you, Abra. I think Abra's a new listener. He said he's from Pakistan. I've never seen you in the chat, Abra. If I've spoken before and I don't remember, I'm sorry. He said, for example, you have a gun. He's the one that was talking about time travel. If you have a gun and you're down in Genghis Khan time and prevent a rape or a raid on some village, think of all the people that would have been in results of that rape. Yes, but if it's time travel, I understand what you're saying. But okay, so let's say you prevented the rape because you went back in time with a gun. You prevented the rape of the villagers, right? Then everybody would remember going forward that they wouldn't remember anything because the rape never happened, or they would remember that some guy with a gun saved the village from getting raped. There wouldn't be half of the people that would remember 50 people getting raped, and then half the people would remember zero people getting raped. But that's what we seem to have with the Mandela effect, on some effects, you know what I mean? So if it's time travel, I don't know how that would work. But I'm not saying you're wrong, bro. I mean, Jesus Christ. I can't sit here and tell you the ins and outs of time travel only by what I perceive it to be, you know? How do I know, you know? But that's just what I feel. That's just what I feel, you know?
It could be the case of time travel is actually reality travel. I'm just thinking out loud now. I'm actually looked into it. Do you know what I mean?
There is one thing I didn't get. I got to give a bra credit for. If it is time travel, it could be time travel just done more than once, right? I mean, it could go back, affect the Wizard of Oz, so the Scarecrow gets the gun, but then something happens again and somebody goes back again and then another effect happens. I could see that, but then I still have the problem with incremental, because by the time it gets to 2018 that we're in, right? If this time travel happened and these events were changed and the Scarecrow has a gun, and then even if it was a year later, somebody went back and whatever happened, the Tin Man has the wrench. By the time it gets to me up here, they should already both have it. It shouldn't be incremental. So I don't know. I mean, it's a great topic to talk about, and I love to hear everybody's ideas on it.
Just look how many things that you can come off topic but still be referenced to the Mandela effect. And that's all you really want. I mean, I go down the ancient route and I found what I believe. Doesn't mean I think, that theory's wrong or that wrong. What I found is significant evidence that it's from the Sumerian Emmys, because it actually references what it affects and it's all the things that's happening now. But doesn't mean I won't stop looking at other things and researching different things. So it's a case of just keep going and looking and trying to figure out what's, you know, the best thing that we can find. I mean, like I said to you, I think it's a case of not realities in a sense. Maybe, I don't know if it's multiple realities or I don't know, because like I said, everything vibrates, everything has a frequency. And if you can see things differently, if your eyes are seeing at a different frequency to everyone else and you see things, are you crazy or are you just vibrating at a different frequency? Because every object, everything that you're seeing is vibrating. You just can't see it at the molecular level. So if your eyes start going to a different higher frequency or a lower frequency, is that when you start seeing changes? But then you come to an essence, why is like mirror change? And do you know what I mean? That could be a case of you're just looking from someone else's perspective, you know what I mean? That's what everyone else is seeing. They're not on the frequency and you're seeing it on a different... I'm just trying to think of things on the fly, as you say.
Yeah. Can you see the screen?
McDonald's, yeah.
Yeah, so this is one that I just saw like a week ago that somebody had posted. This is crazy to me. So if you guys are wondering what this is allegedly always, not right now, I know, but this has allegedly always been the McDonald's logo from the like mid-50s through the 1960s. I'm sorry. I have never seen the McDonald's logo with a slash through it like that, nor have I seen the arches crossing in the way that they're crossed there in the middle. Paul, is this logo familiar to you at all?
Oh.
How about anybody in the chat? Have you guys ever seen this McDonald's logo that looked like this? Ever? I know there's the discussion over whether it's McDonald's. Now I've seen there's a discussion over the apostrophe or not, which I'm not too firm in either way.
You know, I will be honest though, when I was sitting, I mean, I don't go to McDonald's, but when I was sitting in a car park once and looking at McDonald's, I thought something had changed with the name, not the golden arches, as they say.
Yeah, and I that's something I'm just – I have this little feeling in me that it was McDonald's. But, man, even as a kid when I worked there, like, you know, 16, 17 years old, it was McDonald's for me. It was never Mac.
Do you want to come off that screen, John? What I've just found.
Yeah, yeah, this logo is just so foreign to me.
Right. Show this. I've just found this. There you go. And that's the timelines there. So you've got...
Exactly, the 1960.
There you go, those are 1960s.
Yeah, and it went until, what, 68? So
yep.
60 to 68. I think it even started earlier than 60. When I researched it a little bit, I think it was like 1955.
Tell you what, though, I don't remember that 2001.
No, I've never seen that either in my life. Ever. I mean, we got to look into that and see if that's a regional thing. But I mean, you're in the UK, I'm in the US. What region has that? Because it's not my region, you know?
Yeah. Have I stopped sharing it now? Is it back on?
Yeah, it's back on. So in the chat, has anybody seen that logo? Yeah, I don't think anybody's seen it. No, let's see. Never. Long Reach, maybe. Me too. Never seen it. Never seen that logo. No, I live right next to one. Yeah, I know you do, Derek. Yep. Golden Arches, not Aristarchus. Yep. Not my region either. I say Mac. Maybe it's language-based. Yep. No, a lot of people say Mac. It might not even be language-based. That might be a Mandela effect. I'm not sure about that. So I don't – for me, it's been Mick, but the Mac does look like it's right to me, you know. There is a dispute now with the apostrophe S if it was just an S without an apostrophe. But the arches are just – come on, guys. The arches are crazy. They just look so crazy like that. I want to show some other stuff real quick, Paul. I got a couple of short videos I want to show. Make sure I keep the sound muted this time. They were going to terminate my stream last time. So let me get to my show prep list. You can see my YouTube list. I'm taking it. You see my YouTube page? Check this out. Flashlight fish. Have you guys ever seen this? If you read the screen, it says it's bioluminescent organs, and this is the same shit we heard with those glow-in-the-dark dolphins we did last time. I mean, look at this. This is creepy, bro. I've never seen fish. I mean, they're not just bright eyes. Those are like fucking flashlights, bro. Like, legit. What are we looking at here? Anybody ever seen this? And again, guys, when I show the animal ones, I know, okay? I know that some of these might not be, you know what I mean, might not be new, you know? Let me stop my screen share. Hang on.
I mean, you realize sorry to go back to the McDonald's thing, but do you remember the film that we love, Coming to America?
Oh, yeah, yeah. McDowell. And like Derek just said in the chat, you don't call it a Big Mac. You don't call a Big Mac a Big Mick. And in the movie, the owner of the restaurant, Mr. McDowell, he's like, they have the Big Mac. We have the Big Mick. They have McDonald's. We're McDowell's. He does say Mac, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He does, right? When he's explaining it to me.
Yeah, I'm positive. That's why it just triggered me now.
They have McDonald's. We have McDonald's. They have the Golden Arches. We have the Golden Arcs. I can remember the scene of the movie. It's my favorite comedy ever. Derek said they supposedly have dolphins like that now, too. Yeah, Derek, we showed it last show. And I'm going to show it again real quick. Hang on. Let me bring up the dolphins.
Don't play the music.
Yeah, definitely got to mute it. And I'm only going to play a few seconds of this one, guys, because they were going to kill my stream last time because of this. And I don't know if it's why, but I guess it's some copyright type of thing. I'm just going to play a couple seconds of it because I did already show this. But for those of you that haven't seen this, I mean, look at this. And they say this is from the plankton that's in the water, and the plankton's glowing, and they're like cutting through the plankton. But if that's true, Paul, make the point you made about it. It wouldn't be on the same point of their bodies.
Yeah, it'd be all over.
It would affect everything else. Any other fish in there and whatnot would be glowing, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Absolutely crazy, some of this stuff. So, yeah. So, we have that. We have that as well. We have all sorts of glowing fish. I don't know, man. This shit is just – it's so crazy to me. So crazy, all these animal changes, the rainbow animals, the glowing fish. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. Another thing I want to talk about, and it's a real dilemma – to me, okay? As you guys know, the word dilemma is a big Mandela effect for me, or maybe you don't know. For me, the word dilemma was always D-I-L-E-M.
I think it's a prerogative.
Yeah, prerogative. I mean, come on. There's a lot of words that have actually changed their spelling in the English language and in other language, I'm sure. The good point about dilemma is, you know, people will bring up words and say, oh, you're missing an S, you forgot an S, so the words are running into each other, so you don't really know, and blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you something. If everybody's going to spell dilemma wrong, okay, and dilemma has a double M now, D-I-L-E-M-M-A. Guys, let me know what you remember in the chat, okay? But to misspell dilemma would be one thing. Maybe we would all spell it with one M instead of two or something like that. How is so many people not only going to spell the same word wrong, not only going to spell the same word the same as each other, this wrong collective group of wrong people, right, with the bad memory? How are we all going to insert not only the same wrong letter, but we're going to insert a fucking silent N in a word that doesn't have an N sound and where it doesn't belong? No. No, 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 no. And now there's another word that's changed. Gloria showed me this one like a week ago. She was like, spell misspelled for me. I said M-I-S-P-E-L-L-E-D. Misspelled. And let me put it in the chat. This is how I always spelled misspelled my whole life. Now it's this. It's got two S's in it. Try and type misspelled with one S in somewhere that will autocorrect you, and it's going to put a red line under it and tell you that misspelled is now M-I-S-S-P-E-L-L-E-D. Yep, Abra agrees with dilemma. Yes, Long Beach one, judgment, great one, because we've talked about this. Judgment now does not have that first E, and no place is this more obvious to me than in Terminator 2. Terminator 2, Judgment Day, which is one of my favorite. It's probably in my top three all-time movies. Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Go look at the cover of it. Now Judgment is missing that first E. It just looks so stupid, bro. So stupid.
Just jump back. I've just, like I said, I know briefly about dilemma and all that, but I've just Googled it, and their answer is this. Dilemma comes from the Greek di, means two or twice, and lemma means assumption of a premise. A dilemma is a choice. Now, it says underneath there, as you can see, a Google search shows that many people all over the world were taught the dial with the N in it spelling, and as far as I can tell, nobody knows why, and that's from 7 years ago.
Is it? And this is like, I love when people come up with these ideas about how, oh, they just following the old way before it was translated and whatnot. Remember the story that people try and say that one person said to me about the Bible changes? Well, these aren't how they were written in the original Hebrew text, and people are just, you know, they're remembering the original Hebrew text. Yeah. And I'm like, you really think all these people out here in that are coming out talking about these things all know the original Hebrew text of these passages? Are you fucking...
It's like that, you know that line, the lamb, that you always do in short. I'm not into the Bible, but I even know that. I even know that, you know what I mean? And I've always known that, especially when I was looking into the pyramids and stuff and found out that, you know, Inanna and Ishtar was the lion and Tammuz was the lamb. And that's the correlation where the church took it from. So then for it to be changed to a wolf, it's crazy. It just, like, and that's where we, and like, we want to get to the bottom of it. Why is it happening? Who, you know, what's the cause? Are there signs? You know what I mean? This is the kind of things that you want to look into, and you should do. You know what I mean? You shouldn't just sit there and ignore it and say, oh, it's, you know, misremembering. Yeah, that's not.
I got to interrupt you real quick because somebody in the chat, I think it was Pete, had mentioned that, well, for him, the judgment still has it too easy. He's not being corrected on it. But then another commenter, Abrar, in the chat made a great point. He said, you know, the spell checkers are slow to see the effect, LOL. But that's true. And I've seen this many times. It'll go months before the spell checkers pick it up. For instance, the newest one is the one with the apostrophe after the S before another S. So like Keeping Up with the Joneses would be Keeping Up with the Jones, J-O-N-E-S apostrophe, but then an S. And now that's the proper way to do it. And right now the spell check is in the process of switching over to recognize the new one. So it's accepting the new one now, not correcting it. It's still accepting just the apostrophe after the S, but on some spell checkers, it's already being phased out. For instance, if you guys think that's crazy, go and look at the movie Bridget Jones' Diary, which is a popular movie or whatever. And now it says Bridget Jones apostrophe S. So there's two S's, S apostrophe S. Now this is the proper way to do it in English, which is That's never been proper to me. Anytime you make a possessive off of a name that ends in an S, you would just put an apostrophe. And we have all sorts of shit going on with apostrophes being taken out of places or put in places where they didn't belong. For instance, Kohl's. Kohl's never had an apostrophe. Kohl's was K-O-H-L-S to me. Now Kohl's has an apostrophe in it, you know? Little changes, but little changes that I notice. And it's everywhere. Everywhere. People's names like, you know, Joel Olstein. It's funny because people keep posting that. Somebody posted a post yesterday about Joel Olstein. He's like, he posted a picture of the seating chat from the Joel Olstein. It's not a concert, but whatever. It's definitely a profit thing with these scam artists. But when Joel Olstein has an event at an arena, so this guy wanted to get tickets for it, or he went, and the tickets were like $6,000 to go see this fake ass motherfucker, right? And he wrote on it. It's funny too, because remember, we talk about pitches changing. So he wrote, oh, I was going to see Joel Olstein. The tickets were XXXXX. He posted it on Facebook. He posted a picture of the seating chart. You know, the seating official chart changed and it said Joel Osteen, Noel. I commented on it and I wrote, because he had shared somebody else's post that had said this. So the guy that had shared it, I had commented on his repost of it. And I said, just wait until he finds out he paid $6,000 and the guy's name isn't even Joel Olstein because he never existed. And I think the joke went over everybody's head. But this just keeps happening. It keeps happening. Wake Up News says here, hey, Wake Up. Wake Up News says, maybe words change reality. Very interesting. Very interesting, wouldn't you say, Paul?
Yeah, because like I said, we all know that words are spells. So if spells, as you are speaking with vibration and a frequency, obviously, and you are changing objects, maybe that is what it could be. You know, if enough people are speaking the spell, that's just thinking off.
Talking about Eli Whitney, and they said, oh, wasn't he black, but now he's white. I mean, his whole race changed. So, and I don't know the history of Eli Whitney. I just know of the Mandela effect because I'm in the community. I hear people talk about it. But it's allegedly the guy that invented the cotton gin or whatever, and now his race actually changed. So either from white to black or black to white. If I mixed it up, I'm sorry, guys. But it did flip-flop. You guys in the chat know because you're talking about it. But, yeah, that's another big change. One we just talked about the other day, Paul, was Macaulay Culkin. And you guys know Macaulay Culkin. He's been in the news a bit, you know, lately again because he has severe drug problems and he's been, you know, he's had a rough go and he's looking quite aged for his age. But the little kid from Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin, is not Macaulay Culkin anymore. He's Culkin. And I'm going to type that in the chat. So Culkin is now Culkin. No A. Okay? And Macaulay Culkin, I also knew him as Macaulay, and now it's Paulay. Now, I don't know if people remember that. That one, I'm not, you know, 1,000,000% sure, like the Culkin and the Culkin. I know that's different, but as far as I remember, his first name ended in Macaulay. It was pronounced Macaulay, not Macaulay Culkin. Macaulay Culkin, L-E-Y, not L-A-Y. What do you guys remember? That's how I remember it. I wouldn't hang my hat on this one, but I'm going to address it. That's what we're here for. I don't know what you guys think. Paul, what do you remember about his first name?
It's not Lay. It's Lee.
Yeah, Lee. Macaulay. Of course. And now it's Lay. It's Macaulay Culkin. Macaulay Culkin. He's like a fucking different dude, man. Both his names have changed. People are talking about Michael Jackson. The Jacksons are so Mandela affected. We got the Jackson 6 now. So if you guys haven't heard of this, go back. Look at Scarab Performance's video on Jackson 5. That's probably the best one I've seen so far. It's about a 40-minute video. Dude, they've got this new brother named Randy Jackson. Not only is there a sixth Jackson, they announced the Jackson 5. They come out to countless shows with six people, right? They got Randy, and the whole story changed because as I've always known in my reality, and I think most of you would, Michael Jackson was the youngest Jackson that was a boy. He was the youngest boy in the family, right, Paul?
Yeah, I remember that. And then
he had a younger sister.
Yeah.
Youngest male. And now Randy is the youngest male. And if you go and watch the footage of Randy,
the one with Bill Cosby?
Yes, yes. He gives that really creepy interview with Bill Cosby. And then once you get an idea of how old he is, because he tells you he's like 8 or whatever, he stays that same age for about 13, 14 years, all the way through the 60s and into the 70s. He doesn't even age. He doesn't even age. And this isn't like a 30-year-old man going into 40 and maybe you can't tell his age. We're talking about an 8-year-old kid that should be 20, okay? He looks 8 the whole time. He doesn't age. It's absolutely creepy. When he's on the instruments, they got him playing bongos now. I don't know how many of you guys grew up listening to Jackson 5. They were a little before my time. I grew up listening to Michael Jackson, you know, after the Jackson 5. I don't remember bongos, though, going back and listening to the Jackson 5 music. Now there's bongos in all their music. Like, it's really, really creepy. And people want to say, oh, well, no, the Jacksons had more than five people. They became the Jacksons after. I'm not talking about the Jacksons. I'm talking about when they were the Jackson 5, before later on when they became the Jacksons in the 70s or whatever, when they were the Jackson 5, now they had six people. Go and look into it, dude. You think I'm crazy? Go and look into it. Prove me wrong, you know what I mean? It's crazy. LaToya Jackson, though, is another one. Her name just changed. So you guys know LaToya. I'm going to type it in the chat. LaToya, right? Now it's LaToya. That LaToya is not a first name. It's two names. LaToya Yvonne Jackson. So now she has four names. Same thing with Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro is no longer Robert De Niro. He's Robert De Niro. De and Niro are two separate words now, okay? You can call it minor. I don't think it's minor because to me it's still a big shift. And these people are living their life and their names have changed and they don't realize it because for them it's always been that way. How is this possible? We don't really know. We just know what's happening. We're going to report on it. We're going to give you our ideas on it. And sometimes your guess is as good as mine. What I like to do, I can't prove what it is. I like to eliminate what I think it can't be. Okay? Like I don't think that it's CERN. I don't think that it's time travel, although I would, you know, favor time travel a lot more than CERN or anything like that. But things that I don't think it can be for certain reasons, I eliminate. Like people will say, oh, it's just rebranding, digital. That's obviously, you know, way past the spectrum. I mean, but, you know, I don't know what it is.
Exactly. Just look out now. We're on, like, near enough we agree on everything. But I'm looking into, well, I was looking into it, like, as I keep moving on different things. But if you're thinking about it in frequency and vibration with CERN, CERN produces a frequency. Is this what's contributing to heightened, you know, like the Mandela effect? And it's not causing the Mandela effect, but if people are shifting, the frequencies of things are changing. And most of the colliders are circle-based, like the, you know, the, like I keep going on about the Om. And if you look into some of the names of the collider, you've got things like Alice, it's called Alice. You've got, what was the other now? Like prophet names, the name of God, like in Hebrew, you know, and different things like that. And it's just weird, like the case of how, like we've looked at them ages ago and we were like startled, like there's like, there's thousands of colliders now, and I was always like one or two. Now there's thousands of them. If they, all these colliders are making a frequency that shift, you know what I mean? I'm just looking at it from that point of view, whereas, you know, you don't believe CERN's got anything to do. I believe it's got something in, but not direct, you know what I mean? They're doing something to get these frequencies changed. It's all about frequencies, and if you can change your frequencies of the people, especially like on the crystal grid, it has an effect. Do you know what I mean? And like I said, once you're awake and on a different frequency, they can't do nothing. You're spotting these differences. So it's like trying to hide things.
Yeah, definitely. I want to address No One real quick. No One in the chat, he says, because I think he's new to us, so he probably doesn't know my stance on this yet. I says, asking what the Mandela effect is, it's like asking what consciousness is. Exactly, bro. And I believe that the Mandela effect is primarily caused by our collective consciousness. And I believe they go hand in hand. And I think that's a great comment, bro. And it's going to be near impossible to get to the bottom of, but we're going to try and figure it out. We're going to try and understand it as best we can because we're all going through this phenomenon. I mean, what else am I doing? I'm going to try and figure out what this thing is. And Long Beach One in the chat says, never thought I would be in a sci-fi movie. Yeah, I don't know what else. I mean, it certainly feels like that, doesn't it?
Definitely. Because it's just getting trippier and trippier, isn't it? Like, as you go into the research and as time passes, well, there we go, I'm saying it as well, as time passes, weird things that happen.
Again, too. I just want to tell the chat, anybody that's not seeing the chat that's just listening, the phones are open again. So it's 978. 435-0006 if you want to contribute. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean? It doesn't mean no one's right, no one's wrong. We're all, you know, we have to all look into different things to get to the truth in an end. And like I said, reality, it is like a sci-fi movie now, you know what I mean? It's hard to see the difference, especially when NASA and things using like special effects for things, you know what I mean? So what is real, what is not, that's the fine line between it.
It's crazy, because you know what's so crazy is, especially with the Mandela effect, it's so hard for people to wrap their head around, and I don't blame them. It's very hard to wrap your head around because it goes completely against reality, the rules of reality. But those rules of reality were given to you by the same people that gave you the 93 million mile sun, by the same people that give you GMOs and your food. Like, these rules of reality aren't really the rules of reality, and reality isn't reality.
Exactly. So that's what we've said many times. What is reality? If you think about it now, like I mentioned before, we're all vibrating. So we're all vibrating now. How will we not be able to see ourselves vibrating? What something is keeping us into what we can feel as a solid state? Now, is that your consciousness? Is it your soul? Are they both together? Are they one? Is it the pineal gland? Are they all the same thing? So if in a sense of, if that's controlling these vibrations and frequencies, is that what your reality is? Because you are your essence is controlling that. So if you can change frequency to another frequency, are you swapping realities? You know what I mean? Are you seeing things different? Are you time traveling? You just don't know, do you? It's going down like the rabbit hole in a sense of, it's just deep, isn't it? To thinking what we're doing here and what, you know, what are they trying to do as an elite group?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. Paul, what we did is we're at the 2-hour mark now. I want to go a little longer if that's cool with you, but I want to just take one more bathroom break, okay?
Okay.
Okay, guys, listen, we're going to open the phone lines. So just so you know, the number is 978-435-0006. If you forget it, just go to the show description and click see more or whatever it says. And the phone number is right there. It's right after like the first paragraph describing the show. We're going to go to break first. When we come back, the phones will be open, and then we'll come back with our final segment. You're listening to Brian Stavely and Paul Knight, Dose of Reality. Make sure you sub both our channels. This is my main channel and my backup are linked below, as is Paul's channel. If you're watching live, you're watching on my main channel, Brian S. Stavely. If you're watching it later, you could be watching it here. You could be watching on my backup. You could be watching on Facebook. So just check the show description, whatever video you're watching. Make sure you sub the channels, and we'll be back in 4 minutes, guys. All right? So hang on 1 second. Let me just – 1 second. I'm sorry. Just want to put it on my playlist just in case it takes me longer than the one song. It'll play a second. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
The bloodshed, all the anger and the pain. They try to pump us full of fear, but I will not let them frighten me. And I'ma keep on fighting till I ain't got no more fight. I'm sick of living in this world. This shit is driving me insane. All the hatred, all the bloodshed, all the anger and the pain. They try to pump us full of fear, but I will not let them frighten me. And I'ma keep on fighting till I ain't got no more fighting me. Rule number one, I'll never follow any rules. Cause if I wanna do something, I'll do it if I choose. And part of it is just principle. Hard to get cause I'm sensible. That's the reason I believe I'm a targeted individual. Our reality's fictional. This is all just a lie. We're all controlled by the pinnacle of the all-seeing eye. And if you ever wake up to this, you just live with the burden. You must unlearn what you have learned, but then there is no returning. You always feel something burning deep in the core of your mind. Because you know if you go looking that there's more you can find. So you research all the time. See, things are not what you thought. But no matter what truth you discover, you're not gonna stop. You're on the ultimate quest to find what's real and what isn't. Sometimes it's hard to recognize the beast when living up in it. But hey, you did it, you made it. No longer stuck in the matrix. Only to realize that it sucks and you hate it. I'm sick of living in this world. This shit is driving me insane. All the hatred, all the bloodshed, all the anger and the pain. They try to pump us full of fear, but I will not let them frighten me. And I'ma keep on fighting till I ain't got no more fight. I'm sick of living in this world. This shit is driving me insane. All the hatred, all the bloodshed, all the anger and the pain. They try to pump us full of fear, but I will not let them frighten me. And I'ma keep on fighting till I ain't got no more fighting me.
They tell the truth in the movies and then they lie on the news. When I say they, I mean the Jesuits and Zionist Jews. So I gotta let the humans know we're living in the Truman Show. They bend us over backwards and they screw us in the booty hole. Tax us to death until we have nothing left. And that's just one of the many ways that they have us oppressed. We haven't progressed. Advanced tech, they have it suppressed. I don't feel blessed. This situation just has me depressed. We the people are deceived and I'm pursuing the proof. Three things cannot be hidden: the sun, the moon, and the truth. What a surprise. You finally uncovered the lies. You can spot the puppets because they cover one of their eyes. They are traitors to humanity. New World Order sellout. We don't want you here no more, so you can get the hell out. The world is just a stage and now we're booing you off it. Because we're done with all this bullshit, so stop it. I'm sick of living in this world. This shit is driving me insane. All the hatred, all the bloodshed, all the anger and the pain. They try to pump us full of fear, but I will not let them frighten me. And I'ma keep on fighting till I ain't got no more fighting. I'm sick of living in this world. This shit is driving me insane. All the hatred, all the bloodshed, all the anger and the pain. They try to pump us full of fear, but I will not let them frighten me. And I'ma keep on fighting till I ain't got no more fighting me.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality. We're here with you on this Christmas special. It is Christmas Day. For anybody that didn't know, if you're not watching it live, you might not know, but this is our Christmas episode. Wasn't planning on doing a show today, but I woke up, I was feeling froggy. I'm like, I got the day off. I got some stuff I want to talk about. I'm going to go live. Last minute, Paul decided to come with me. And what do you know? We're already 2 hours deep. We're done our last break, and I still got some more Mandela's to show, and then we'll get into any more stuff if people want to get into it. But before we do that, let me just tell everybody, the phones are open. I'm going to put the phone number in the chat again. Here's the phone number, guys. 978-435-0006. Okay. Paul, where were we when before we went to break? Do you remember?
Just touching about frequencies and different things, and it was Mandela effect.
I know where we were. Okay, so speaking of frequencies, let's transition onto the aliens and the holograms and all this shit. Okay, so this is gonna sound wild to some of you, and a lot of you guys. Yeah, and I say this all the time. You guys know that I talk about this, and some of you guys don't know. Obviously, some of you guys are new to the channel. I can't assume you guys have all heard the other shows, so I do backtrack a little bit. You know, we did a show a while back where we were showing, it's gonna sound crazy because and I don't have the clips ready right now to show. Actually, I do, I could show them in a minute, but they're, you know, the whole chemtrail thing is very interesting to me. Now, when you first get into the truth movement or whatever, for me, 2010. Some of the first things you hear about World Trade Center 7 wasn't hit by a plane, how it had fallen down, and chemtrails are there to poison you. I mean, I don't know about you, Paul, because things are different over there. I would assume chemtrails, maybe World Trade Center 7 isn't the top of the list in the UK, but over here when you're in the truth movement around these times, those are two of the biggest icebreakers to kind of get your foot in the door. But then with both of them, like just like with World Trade Center 7, yeah, it's true, an airplane couldn't knock down it, so how did two airplanes knock down three buildings? Well, it's much deeper than that because they weren't even two fucking airplanes to begin with. So World Trade Center 7 is kind of just a distraction, really. If chemtrails, and I'm not going to say chemtrails are good for you. Absolutely not. And I'm not going to say people don't get sick. I'm not saying that. So stop coming at me when I say it's not the main agenda of chemtrails is not to poison you. I'm not saying they don't poison you, and I'm not saying the government gives a fuck about you. But if the chemtrails' main agenda was to poison you and slow kill you, would people like fucking Alex Jones be telling you this on day one? No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't. There has to be more to it. And I'm not basing it just off of that. I'm basing it off my research and other things. But just on that alone, you should know that there's something fishy there. Alex Jones is a fraud, and all these other people that you know of, they're not going to come out in the alternative media, these frauds in the alternative media. And I'm not here to point fingers at X, Y, and Z, but you know who the characters are. They're not going to come out and tell you chemtrails there to poison you if that's the only agenda. It might be part of it, but there's definitely a deeper agenda. But it gets deeper than that. Now, my ideas of the agenda is it's spraying something to block the sky, to mask things in the sky, block the sun. And then over the last several months, I've taken it further, and I believe it's to impede our collective consciousness from all each other you know, from connecting with the metals that they spray and whatnot. But it gets deeper than that because we talk about the metals that they spray. And who is they? When I say who is they, I don't mean the normal who is they, like, you know, they, the powers to be. I mean, what is spraying the trails? No, instantly people say, oh, airplanes. And you'd be right. But you look up, if you actually observe these planes, and I'm not saying all of them, okay? I'm not saying there aren't real planes spraying trails. But when you look up and you see the plane spraying, I need you guys to look into some of the videos that I'll provide. And this, you know what, Paul? I'm going to have to just show it because people are just going to think, what is he fucking going on about? So let me just bring up my little playlist. And I do have it right here. Hang on. This is from the show that we did. And it appears that there is something else going up there, going on up there that is not airplanes, but it's spraying. And I know this sounds crazy, and I hate going down this road because I was so against it on other topics. But there is what appears to be something not solid up there spraying. It appears to be holographic type of planes. And I know that sounds stupid, but just watch. Let me get to where I need to get to in the video here. You can see my YouTube, right?
Yep.
All right, it's just buffering. Hang on, I got to refresh it. I got to show some of this footage because people are going to be like, what's he talking about? Here we go. Is this not the one? Oh, it's just way farther in the video. Okay. Here we go. See this plane? Now watch this plane. The propellers? Bro. The propellers aren't even spinning. How is this propeller plane even up there? And then I'm going to show you some other crazy shit. You're going to see. Oh, yeah. You're going to see what looks like an orb that is literally spraying the chemtrails. And, oh, yeah, that sounds crazy. But go ahead, watch. You tell me what this is. You tell me that this is a real plane. I'm not buying it. Now, I'm not going to pretend I know what's going on up here. But I do think that it might be a cover for some form of frequency weapon. Watch this. This is good stuff right here. All right, you guys see it? See the plane spraying the trail? Fucking buffering. You got to be shitting me. I might have to play it on the smaller screen here. It's not playing big screen for me. Play it from right here at the 202 mark. Trust me, this is worth it. It is worth it. Wait till you see what this plane does. Here we go. Okay, it's playing. See the plane? See the plane spraying the trail? Watch what the plane does, guys. And there's countless videos of this. Countless. I see it all the time. Look at the plane. Look at the back of it. Watch. It's going to turn into a fucking pulsating orb. And you can say it's camera fakery, but I mean, I've looked at so much of it. And if there's anything I've looked at in my day, it's fucking fake planes and fake plane videos. And these videos look real to me. As crazy as that is, that's real to me. Like, this is a real video. You can see this from all different people all over the world. Similar things. What is that? Absolutely crazy for me. And then the other thing we see is this, Paul, and I've mentioned this to you, and I know you mentioned Jenna has caught this as well. I've said to you, Paul, I see these chemtrail planes. This is after we started looking into this whole idea of these orbs or whatever the fuck it is. Okay, I know some people say it's demonic. Some people will say it's Project Bluebeam. I don't have an opinion yet. Okay, I don't know yet. It's brand new to me. It's like 2 months old. But I have gone outside recently in the last few months, as has Jenna, Paul's other half, and other people, and I've seen the planes going straight up. And it's not a perspective thing for me. Like, I have the moon as a backdrop because it's doing it. And you can see the moon in the daytime, you know, daytime moon, and you see the plane going straight up, up, like across the face of the moon, and just up, up, up. And it's not just going up like because it's close to me and my perspective, so it's right above my head type of thing. No, these planes are going straight up and spraying, and I don't know what it is. I don't know how this is. And this does not look like another real plane either, also. This should be mentioned. And I don't know how a real plane would perform this feat. I know, Paul, you said there are there are some that can. A few, but did that look real to you? Does that look solid to you? I mean, look at it. Look at the pixelation on it. And then just watch. I mean, it's just going to keep going up and up and up. That does not, that doesn't look like a real plane to me at all, dude. I'm sorry. You know, I could be wrong, but that does, and I've seen so many of them now, that just doesn't look real to me, dude. And I don't know what they are. I got some good feedback on my Facebook wall about this in the last date. Look at this. Paul, you think that's real?
It's mad, isn't it?
It's totally fucking with my mind.
The one that I think is even crazy is, you know, when it turns into the pulsating thing.
Yeah.
And I remember when you did the show and I mentioned how, if anyone's watching the show or listening, do you remember the film? I think it was called Contact with, heard out of Silence of the Lambs. I always forget her name.
Is it Jodie Foster?
Yeah, Jodie Foster. And she went into a device to go to another time, a reality to aliens. And it morphed. It was like a hexagon or an isodecahedron, whatever it's called. I can't pronounce it off, man. And when it finally got twisting and moving and the energy got pumped in, it just looked exactly like that, how it morphed.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it seems like this is resonating well with most people in the chat. There was one person that said, could it be a shine off the plane? It's not a shine off the plane, bro. I mean, and I understand, of course, that's what everybody's going to think. I mean, look at the thing, way it turned into an orb. How is that a shine off the plane, you know? And then you look at more and more of it, and you see it. And then, like, the one without the propeller spinning, that has nothing to do with the shine of the plane. I mean, it's just, it looks like...
The propeller one's easy. The propeller's easy. Well, you know, we know different propellers can move at different RPMs and that. But if you remember your BMW logo, that is propellers moving and as the effect, and you can still see it moving even at high speeds, and it does the shimmy effect. That you can see it. It's just stop. It's just dead. It's not moving. So there's no way around that one. It's either that really good fakery, but you can see the chemtrail. So what, you know, it's a new phenomena.
It's a new phenomena because if this is the mind fuck, because if the planes are indeed not real planes and they're projected or whatever, right?
Yeah, definitely.
How is it physically laying chemtrails? Then you could say, well, maybe the chemtrails are projected. But no, we see them disperse and spread out. I think the trails are real. But maybe, and this is a theory that I have, and it's a very basic beginner thought of this, and I don't even know how it would work, but maybe they're using some sort of frequency weapons with all the energy and whatnot, frequency and sound that's in the air, and they're altering it in a way that they know it's going to make those what would to them be some sort of ripple effect. We perceive it as a chemtrail. They know it's visible. They cover it up with a holographic plane. I don't have any proof of that. That's just the first thing that pops in my head because, well, those trails are there. If the planes aren't, why would they put the planes there? Well, because they have to be covering something else up.
Well, you've just described my theory. Remember what I did on the Sun and the Sound Simulator? You always mentioned the black dot in the center, and I've just done a video on it, as you know, and you've seen it. And it's just a sound harmonic device to cause a rippling effect while it's up there. And a lot of people have not looked into that yet. I don't know why. It's obvious there's something up there. I'm not saying it's over our real sun. I'm just saying it is up there for a reason. And like I said, everyone has seen it on your show. You showed it, the little black dots in the majority of these sun simulators. And I've just theorized and I've shown proof how the sound devices, if one of them is inside it, coming out with a light and it's hitting these metals that's in the air. And once metals start vibrating, they create heat. And then that interacts with the molecules around it. And is it to keep the temperature up? Is it to do something else? Is it to create... I mean, I'm all in physics and that. Doesn't things fly through faster when it's warmer or something like that? And stuff like that. I mean, you're going on to a lot of things about that, but it's an interesting theory that I came up with, that there's a sound device in with the sun simulator.
Yeah. Wake Up News made a couple of good points in the chat I wanted to address. And this is something we've talked about, Paul, and it's actually going to make me bring up a point I wanted to talk to you about the other night. Remember I called you and I said I want to talk about the sun, but we never got around to it? Okay. So Wake Up News says, and Enoch says, the sun moves in and out of portals in a figure eight. Now, I have mentioned the figure eight sun before, and this makes me want to mention it again, because I have said to Paul, and I've said on shows, it's recorded, that I think the sun may be doing a figure eight and not a circular sun path, like the AA map says. And if it is doing a figure eight, because it would make sense, because if you're going to use the argument, now there are different arguments to why the stars go opposite in the different hemispheres. One is perspective. One is refraction. So if you're going to go with the refraction argument, that the refraction is reversing the image, well, then wouldn't that make the sun switch directions to your view? Yeah, it would. So if the sun is doing a figure eight path, when it's making that turn and the loop coming back the other way, if the refraction is reversing the images on the other hemisphere and what you're observing, then that figure eight in the reverse direction would look completely consistent to you, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense. But the problem I wanted to ask you, Paul, is not about that, because that makes sense to me. It's about the circular sun. And somebody that's a globie brought this up to me. And not a staunch globie, not an a-hole. This is somebody at work that actually just believes in the globe, but he's been asking me a lot of questions about the flat earth, and he's giving me credit. He said, wow, you're making a lot of good points, but I don't agree with X, Y, and Z, but I agree with this, and this. And so we're having a conversation. Really good stuff, right? But he said, he made a good point to me I never thought about. And there might be an easy answer I'm not thinking of. If we have the, Paul, if we have the AE map, right, and the sun is going tropic to tropic, circles, yeah, like a needle on a record, you know how it comes back in?
Yeah.
If it comes back in, how does it change direction without crossing itself? Think about it. If you're going like this and doing a circle, how does that circle start to narrow without it overlapping back over itself?
And that is why, I mean, I'll talk about your points anyway, but after, do you remember my theory I've done with it? You've mentioned about the windows and the portals. Mm-hmm. My crystal firmament, and it has 12 filters, you know, like a lens filter for cameras, and it unpolarizes and polarizes light. You've only got to turn them, and it makes darkness and makes lightness. You know what I mean? Like night and day. It's on my Facebook. It's on my YouTube channel. I've gone into it a bit on this show as well, but I'm not going to it now, because Brian just asked me the question on what I think it is at a minute when he's talking about the eight. Yeah, but what would be interesting for me is, as Diana Lima, as it does, you know what I mean? You've seen the camera footage of someone standing there taking a picture each day, and it does the eight pattern. Well, it's similar to an eight pattern.
That's over. That's not over. Somebody brought that up. They're like, yeah, but that takes more than a
That's just an affinity thing. But what we're getting down to is, when I've looked at some research, the sun, what we see, it's to everyone's perspective. What I would love to see is so many X amount of people doing these camera things with Anna Lima at the same time. Do you know what I mean? Because it would just make an interesting thing, because like we've said now, and you talk about it, I don't believe it just goes around like that and there's swaps. I've seen some people saying it's doing the Anna Lima, but and keep doing the eight pattern, but
I want to say one thing before you go. The eight pattern, when you do look at the Anna Lima, the eight, it does look like, for us up here, it looks smaller on one part of the eight and bigger on the bottom. Would make sense to me if the crossing point of it was where the equator, and then it goes into the southern hemisphere, then it has to get bigger because it's wider, right?
But then you go into a thing here now is, a lot of ancient civilizations believed there was more than one sun. And I personally believe there's more than one sun, because it's always at your perspective. It's always on the horizon. You very rarely see it traveling as it should. If it's traveling, you should see it. And you have to say, oh my God, and seeing the sun go overboard like a plane does. But you never do. It's always perspective. It's always a certain degree. You know what I mean? You can see it really big someday when it's really, really close. But 9 times out of 10, it's at your perspective. Now, a lot of the ancient civilizations, you'll see, they had two suns. A lot of people have took pictures and films with it.
I've seen two. Yeah. I've seen when I first, before I even got into
What about, have you saw Gloria sent you? She sent me the other day.
She had the one big one and the two on the
side. She's going down, whatever she's going, a freeway, you call them, and she's filmed at one side, there's a sun in the clouds. She's turned the camera, and it's exactly the same on the other side. Now, we know Gloria. We know she's not one to, you know, well, I'll doctor this and make it laugh. She was actually, you know, amazed by it. She sent it to me, I've seen it. Is one of them the real son? Is one of the simulators? You just don't know. These simulators are out there. It's in the press. You can see them being made. You just don't know. Has originally been more than one son? The ancients believed there was.
Mm-hmm.
It, like I said, and that's why I come up with my feed, because on all the maps that we've seen, nothing made sense. So if it's the sun is above us and all these different angles, that's why I theorized that it was turning and these filters were turning as well, and there was 12 of them, because there's a lot of 12 in history from the ancient times, you know what I mean, the number of gods and X amount and Z. And that's why I believed they had the filters above. Now, I've, on my Facebook and different things, I've put a model up to show you how it's designed. Enoch described it near enough to similar in his testament as windows. As someone under people that's listening now, I just call them filters, but you can call them windows. But can you imagine the light coming through from the greater light? You can call it whatever, ether, the heavenly light, north, south, Polaris. It's got other names that I think Peter in the chat has called it. Now, if there's light coming through, you have to have night and day. You can't have, like we say, we can't have the population of the planet all up at the same time. So that was created, sunset, sunrise. It affects your body clock when you start feeling tired and wet, you know what I mean? So that helps. You think about the light coming down, going through the firmament, I believe is liquid crystal, and these things just turning. It creates localized light in every, you know, in every direction. And it's just a simple way for me to say what it is. And I've even told you what I believe the sun is. Pythagoras said it was a lens, a sun crystal, to refocus the light to specific points. You know what I mean? So it's not. I'm not the first one to come up with this, and I won't be the last. But it's just an interesting, different theory on it, because as we know, the sun and the moon and that sometimes doesn't fit well on. Like the flat earth model doesn't mean you change a different model. It just means, you know, you work at it, you theorize, you look into things, you try and find evidence through history, because when you look into the past, a lot of the answers for now are in the past, and people just ignore that type of thing, and you shouldn't. I mean, we know you're not like as much heavily into it, but you still listen, you take stuff on board like you do when you send me your stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, we've done, for anybody that's interested in that, we did a whole show on the, you know, the polarizing the sky and whatnot, and going into depth about what I thought about the sun simulator, what you thought, what you're describing now about the day and the night and the windows to the firmament and all this. We've done a whole show about that. Just checking my playlist, guys. But when we get off the air, I'm going to link a couple of the related shows that we've talked about. In the show notes, so you guys can find that show. And Paul, you have a short video on that too, don't you, on your channel?
Which one? The sun?
On the filters in the sky, the polarized.
Yeah, I've done a bit. I've done a little show, and it's on my channel. Yeah, I need to revamp it, because that was when I originally started on YouTube. So, you know what I mean? I'm a bit better on it now, but it's a brief description. I even put it on a whiteboard that I've got. And if you want to add me on Facebook, just tell me that you're adding me off the show, because obviously you get trolls and that. But on my post, I've showed you, it's a flower of life pattern, different things. I've gone into great deal on it. It makes sense to a lot of people. And that's just my belief.
It made sense to me right away when we were looking at the short videos of the polarized filters, like just the regular photography type of thing the guy was showing us. And you sent it to me, and it just instantly... Yeah. With me, I'm like, oh, that just makes perfect sense. Because what you're saying, if other people, to break it down a little more, is that these okay, so we both believe the firmament is in layers, and yeah. We both believe those layers somewhat move independently.
I'll find it out now while you're talking on my Facebook, if I can.
Throw the link in the chat. And the way these polarized filters would move over the source of the light would produce the day and night. It's very hard to grasp without having a visual of it, but it's very interesting to look at. While you're bringing that up, I'm going to tell one personal Mandela story that a friend contacted me about yesterday. Now, guys, I haven't seen this. I haven't noticed this. My friend did. I trust my friend. He's been looking at the topics for a long time. And I actually just talked to him yesterday, and it was about Mandela, personal Mandela to cars. He says he's been noticing a lot of weird taillights lately. I said, what do you mean by taillights? Like, and we know before we get into this, we know the mirrors on the cars have changed. You know, objects in the mirror may be closer than they appear. Now they have always said objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. We know of so many changes in technology and everything. And he said, I noticed a lot of the cars, you know, have like, instead of a bulb under the taillight now, they have a lot of dots because it's like an LED light. And they, oh, well, that makes sense. I mean, it's newer. I mean, cars, oh, everything has LED lights. They're redesigning things. And he said, no. His dad has had the same truck for 14 years. It always had a bulb. They went to change it the other day, and now it's like an LED light panel. Sounds crazy, and I'm not saying if it's true or not, but I do trust my friend. And just keep an eye out for it. It's just something to keep an eye out for. Start to glance. And I do remember seeing a car or two so weird that I had mentioned it to my boss the other day. I was like, you see that guy's brake lights? He's like, yeah. I'm like, why does it look like that? And it was like flashing, but it was all dots. But it was flickering when he stopped. And that shouldn't even be legal. And I'm not saying all the cars are flickering. When you hit the brakes, they still turn red. But this one car and another car I noticed had these little dotted LED panels in it. But certainly it looked like an aftermarket thing to me. But my friend did mention that his father's truck has had that, and he's had his father's truck for 14. His father's had his truck for 14 years, and now it has LED lights in it, which is, you know, it sounds wacky and crazy to people out there, but hey, it is what it is, and I'm just gonna bring it up. And I also wanted to, Paul, did you find what you're looking for?
I'm just getting the quick picture. I can't get that one. I'm just gonna send it to Jenna so I can get it off to put it on here. Because I'm not used to you, I don't go on Facebook on my computer, so I'm just, oh, we're just looking for, you know, for the saved things, and I'll just get it out off Messenger.
While you guys are waiting for Paul to dig up the video, everybody thumb up the video.
Just a quick picture, because you don't want to be here all day.
Yeah, Paul J said, I'll tell you it changed to LED in 2013-14. Yeah, and I believe that most lights now would be LED, and we know even, you know, lights in businesses and in places I work, they go to LED. But a car that's 14 years old that's always not had it, all of a sudden has it. It's a bit out there, you know? It's a bit out there, and I do believe my friend. I haven't seen it, and he just told me yesterday. And I know he listens to the show sometimes. I know his dad listens to the show. He's called in, so these aren't people trying to stare us the wrong way or whatever. These are people that, you know, they know about flat earth, they know about 9/11, they know about Mandela effect, they know about all these truths, at least to, you know, some degree, and just like we know to some degree. Not everybody agrees, but they're awake people, and they're telling me this, so I'm going to pass it on to you guys, because maybe you guys have noticed something like this, you know, maybe you guys noticed something you can add.
I've just got the image, it's quick, it's an old one. I couldn't find it quickly because I'll screen share now and show you. But what it is, my idea is, you can see it there. It's not obviously dark, you know, it's not, this is when I did it ages ago. I need to redo another one. But I believe in it, the flower of life pattern, because it's that, you know, above and below, it's everywhere. You know, everyone knows it's in the sacred, you know, geometry and all that and all that. Polaris, the great light, or you can call it another light source. Obviously, you then got your focusing crystal, I believe, and the moon. I believe they're both crystal. I've seen it in history being named that. And the light just comes through in these filters. So you can just Google camera filters, and you just picture these, each one of these things as a filter turning separately. It's blocking out the light to make night and day. Mm-hmm. And it's as simple as that. Daytime, these are turned, the light gets through, comes down, gets refocused by the sun down below. The sun and the moon sunset, as you know, in the morning. Sunset in the morning wakes you up. You're ready for the day. Mm-hmm. When you go to bed, the sun rises. Your circadian rhythm then gets affected by frequencies coming out of the moon, which is I have seen evidence for. That makes you tired, getting ready for the day. It's just a control of the population. And like I said, I've got more things than this. This is just what I could get up quick while we was on a. And like I said, it's on my YouTube channel where I've gone into it a bit better. This is just quick offhand. And you just got to picture, like I said, I've even put, you know, like other videos in that I found on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It talks about polarizing filters and what effect they have. And it's all on my page under my playlist. And it's interesting things that you can find. You've just got to imagine a greater light, there's ether, whatever you want to call it, coming down. It's blanketing us with light because it's a local light source. We'd all be too bright, so it has to have something to create night and day. And that is just what it is. It just turns, the filters turn, creating night and day. It's as easy as that. If you've read my post, I go into it in more detail. That's all I could get quickly off. Well, Brian has to see it. And there is other models of it looking from the aerial view, which basically looks a bit more better. They're more like limpet rings in essence. I just had to morph that over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Guys, please sub Paul's channel. It's below in the show notes. And make sure, even if you sub to this channel, sub my backup channel, because they do love to hit me with live bands all the time. So make sure you have both our channels and both our Facebook pages, please. I am on a 30-day ban for Facebook right now, but Facebook us both. Just make sure if you inbox us or friend request us, send an inbox message and say, hey, I know you from the show or whatever, because you guys know how all the spam bots and you just ignore friend requests. And I don't want to do that to somebody just because one of you guys doesn't have a lot of mutual friends, and I'll think it's a spam thing or whatever. I'm pretty starving, Paul. I haven't eaten. We're going on 2.5 hours now. I say we close it out. I'm done what I got to get through, but I definitely want to give you a chance if there's anything else you want to get out, and then we'll close it out.
No, so like we've always said, just, you know, give people the benefit of the doubt and just help them research if you don't believe in it. It's always better to have more than one eyes. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean you don't look at how many times, like I've said it before, Brian was it show me shit, Mandela effect, Mandela effect, Mandela, and I was like, oh God, do you know what I mean? And I didn't believe it, and then I looked into it, and then you can see, you know, if you trust that person, you can see the effects happening, and then you start experiencing it, and then you see things that you remember, like Mirror Mirror and all that, and things like that, and C-3PO, and even the new one where he's got black hands. It's crazy. So just research and share all your shit, do you know what I mean, with different people. Don't matter, you're always going to get people that ridicules you, and that's sure. Just, you know, that's just life, unfortunately. People don't seem to have the respect for other people, and that's just part of the territory now. Just keep it sharing, and then you meet people, then you can share your information, they can take it on even further, because they've got, you know, doesn't mean you no good, it just means you've played your part, and that's how you've got to do it. It's not an ownership type of thing.
I just want to address somebody in the chat. We have a troll, and he comes in, and his name's Flat Earth Fantasy. I wasn't sure if his first comment was a troll, but then he says, turns out NASA isn't afraid to send a normal person in space, and then says, kind of proves you're all shills in my information. Well, I'll tell you what, Flat Earth Fantasy. If your name is Flat Earth Fantasy and you hate Flat Earth, but you made your YouTube name Flat Earth and you troll Flat Earth threads, I would say that you're just a loser that has no life. So take that. Sorry, Paul.
I don't get it personally. You know what I mean? But that's just my opinion. I'd rather not go down. I just don't see the point in trolling people like that. What does it get you?
You're not interested in the topic and it's still stupid. Why are you spending all your time in these chats?
To be honest, if I want to troll someone, why would I call myself something that you're trolling? You know what I mean? I don't know your person, but I just don't know why you go around doing that. I wouldn't do it. If I don't like someone, I'll just ignore them.
Yeah. That's the last I'll address any trolls in the chat. Because all it does is throw my rhythm off. And I interrupted you, and you were closing out, and I won't do that anymore. Flat Earth Fantasy, I don't know what to tell you, bro. Do something else with your time. If you hate Flat Earth so much, but you make it your name, obviously it's your goal to go around to these types of rooms and just bother people. So nobody's even paying attention to you because you said, oh, well, fucking NASA. NASA's not afraid to send a normal person in space. Okay, well, go up there then, normal person. Go up there and then and give us proof how it was done. No, they don't send anybody to space. You're just going on what you're told like everybody else. You saw NASA sign a contract in a building. So does that mean space travel is real because they signed a contract? I could sign a contract to fight Hulk Hogan tomorrow. Does that mean me and him are enemies? Give me a break. I'm done with that. So everybody, thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. We have 32 live viewers right now. It's Christmas. I appreciate you guys coming out. Make sure you sub the channels, and we talk all different topics. A lot of Mandela Effect and Flat Earth and NASA stuff. Paul talks a lot of ancient civilizations. I've always talked a lot of 9/11, media fakery. Gloria talks about all this stuff too, as well as frequency and vibration and all this. And you can usually catch us every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Not this week because I do have something going on at work, but usually every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern. And then we also do our own little shows in the middle here. And Paul does short videos on his channel sometimes. I do short videos. And, you know, just follow us on our channels, follow us on Facebook. And thank you, everybody. Have a good night. Have a good day. Have a good Christmas. Happy holidays, whatever it is to you. Thanks, guys. Good night, everybody.